Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
It is Monday. It is November 5th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, a 9,000-square-foot home exploded in Gladwin, Lower Marion Township. The explosion happened just after 8 o'clock Sunday on the 600 block of Dodds Lane. The blast could be heard as far away as South Jersey. Residents in Gladwin said the blast was so strong pictures and paintings fell off of their walls. Authorities say the cause of the explosion was a gas leak. The 10-bedroom, 9-bathroom home sitting on 2.4 acres was under extensive renovations. A substantial portion of the single-family residence was leveled by the blast.
We got a text from Kathy last night, right about that time.
You're thought it was an earthquake.
And I think you said, did anyone else feel that?
Yeah.
It was along those lines. So, and that's what I assumed, because I didn't feel anything where I was. And I was saying, oh, maybe an earthquake. But no, it was just a giant house exploding.
So how many miles would you say you're from this location?
I'm not sure how far I am from Gladwin. But, I mean,
I figure like 4 miles, 3 miles?
No, I think longer. I think further than that.
As the crow flies, it's probably 4 or 5 miles.
Yeah.
But it was
four or five miles. But you described it as you thought a car had hit your house.
I thought a car hit my house. I actually looked out the window and then we went outside at some point because I said something hit the house. I thought it was a car and it sped off.
So this wasn't a slight rumble. It felt like an impact.
The whole house shook and there was a boom with it too. I heard it as well. So that's why I didn't know what the hell it was. And then I started getting texts from my neighbors saying the same thing. Hey, did you guys feel that? And all of my neighbors felt it as well. But I have a friend who lives not too far from this home, and he said everything on his shelves fell off.
Yep. Wow.
Sure.
I mean that house is enormous and it was leveled by the blast.
9,000 square feet, that's a big home. 9 bathrooms and a gazillion bedrooms.
And word was that so a friend of mine knows the family, and I guess the father was in another home on the property, and they were staying in this this second home that's on the property because there was extensive renovations going on,
right?
So he was staying there and the family was not home at the time. He was in the other house. So he was the one that called 911 to say my house exploded.
Wow. Marissa.
Wow. They're filming a movie near my house and it's had lots of explosions and gunshots and things like that. So we'll hear random things. Had the windows open last night, cause it's pretty nice, and heard an explosion at some point in the evening and thought they're just doing car chases today.
Right.
Explosions. And then an hour later I saw Kathy's text.
So you heard it?
We heard it from my apartment.
So Kathy, South Jersey.
And I was wondering how that was even possible.
Well, audio,
that's so far.
A percussive blast like that, the audio can carry very far. And even the ripple, the energy ripple can carry for a distance.
A substantial portion of the single family residence was leveled by the blast. No one was inside the home at the time of the explosion. The family was staying in a secondary home on the property when the main home exploded. They said that no injuries were reported.
It's miraculous because you remember, Preston, there was that one house a few years ago where it just detonated into kindling and there was a wheelchair that had blown up to the top of a tree. I think there were one or two people in that house that died.
That's what we were thinking right away was, God, I hope that there wasn't a family in there.
Yeah.
And the same thing, though, with the trees, though, Steve. They said debris from the home was, hanging in the trees.
Of course,
Sure, man. I bet they'll find stuff way far away as they're people start looking around their property.
Yeah. I could not believe that I felt that strong in my house.
Yeah.
And here's an anonymous caller. I don't know what they want to talk about here real quick. Hi, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Preston. How are you?
Good. Says here you're a natural gas company worker?
Yes. And I just wanted to talk about how, I guess the house is under renovation, so there might have been some gas leaking from a pipe or something like that in the house. It's very, very potent, and something as simple as just ringing a doorbell or opening a garage door can cause the entire house to be leveled in half a second.
So the lightest spark could obviously do
anything.
Something.
Not even a spark, just anything, any electrical contact at all.
I've heard that when you're doing house renovation, it's wise to keep the house, windows cracked a bit. Just for that reason, have you heard that, or is that just nonsense?
I've heard that before. Even if let's say you left your oven on, and you forgot to turn the spark on to let the flame run. Keep your windows open if you do smell gas in the house; that'll help clear it out.
Right.
But any time you smell gas in your house, you know, if you're working in it, if you're living it, get out.
Yeah.
I freak the hell out.
Thanks, man.
I go into bloodhound mode when I smell anything like that. And I go around. And we actually did have, years ago, on our street in Manayunk, they accidentally cut the gas lines. So you could smell it all around the houses. But they came in quickly. But I was scared crapless. Yep.
So nobody was hurt?
Nobody
was
hurt.
Oh, they said no injuries.
Right, so it's not insensitive for me to say that maybe some like expensive jewelry got blown all over the place and you can maybe go for a treasure hunt?
Well, the house was under renovation, so I don't know.
Are they selling it? Is that what the deal is?
I don't know.
I had heard it had been up and up for sale. They've put it on and off the market for a few years now. But
did I hear 1.8 million or something?
3.5 million.
3.5 million. Yeah. Okay. Right. And if you went to go search it, it would still be their property. You'd still be robbing them.
Well, if it got
they
blown
might
off,
never know that.
If it got blown off with their property,
if no one knew it. Yeah. Is it really a theft if no one knows?
Right.
Well, fortunately, nobody was hurt, even though their house is now blown to bits. Yep. A multiple alarm fire has severely damaged a popular farmer's market in Townsend, Newcastle County. The fire broke out at 2:30 Monday at the Willie Farms on the 4,000 block of DuPont Highway. The blaze has reached at least four alarms. On Facebook, the owners of the 60,000-square-foot market posted, Willie Farms is gone. The fire was so intense, firefighters had to evacuate the building for fears it might collapse. Fire companies from Dover and Maryland were called in to assist. Initially, firefighters were having issues with the water supply, which is why other departments were called. Other challenges included combustible materials in the building, like propane tanks, that made battling the fire more challenging. Just 2 days ago, on November 3rd, Willie Farms shared a Facebook post thanking firemen and first responders. Route 13 is closed in both directions at Willie's Drive because of the fire, and there were no injuries reported in this fire either, thankfully. Nearly a decade after a Brooklyn grand jury handed down the first of many indictments against him, jury selection will finally begin Monday for notorious cartel kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman Loera. An anonymous pool of potential jurors gleaned from 1,000 New Yorkers who were sent a 31-page questionnaire will arrive in Brooklyn federal court, where they will lay eyes on the Mexican drug lord themselves as they are probed as potential panelists at El Chapo's trial on drug conspiracy charges.
And that'd be nerve-wracking, I think, to be on the jury for El Chapo because he has the financial resources.
Yep. Well, that's what they're saying. That's, that's one of the major problems.
Yes. To buy off, to have people
injured,
whacked,
killed. Yeah.
Just
yep.
to be terrified alone.
Just to be terrified,
Something might happen.
I'd be like, if I got on there, I'd be like, I love drugs.
Yeah. I love you. I love the drug trade.
The jurors selected will be transported to and from the courthouse by federal guards. As a reason for such precautions, Brooklyn federal judge Brian Kogan has echoed prosecutors' points that the Sinaloa cartel is known to employ sicarios or hitmen who have carried out hundreds of acts of violence against rivals. For pretrial hearings, authorities opted to transport him to and from jail by shutting down the Brooklyn Bridge to make way for a police motorcade that included a SWAT team and an ambulance, all tracked by helicopters. The judge indicated he thinks the time and expense involved would add up to a logistic nightmare and an inconvenience for New Yorkers who rely on the bridge to commute for a trial expected to last as long as 4 months. He said that there would be adjustments but didn't elaborate. Also, at pretrial hearings leading up to the trial, heavily armed federal officers and bomb-sniffing dogs patrolled outside. They said they had to go through like an airport-style security if you wanted to go inside the courtroom.
Imagine you're sequestered for 4 months while this goes on.
El Chapo is accused of having a hand in dozens of murders, of using his drug cartel to smuggle more than 200 tons of cocaine into the United States, even pulling off running the massive operation from behind bars. He escaped prison twice. Opening statements are expected on November 13th. In sports this morning... The Eagles were off yesterday and returned to action on Sunday night with a game at home against the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys play tonight at home against the Tennessee Titans. In other NFC East action, the Atlanta Falcons won on the road in a 38-14 blowout of the Washington Redskins that extended the Falcons' winning streak to three games. The Eagles, who are 4-4, are now just one game behind the Redskins for first place in the NFC East. The Sixers lost to the Nets last night in Brooklyn. D'Angelo Russell scored 13 of his 21 points in the second half, and the Nets
kept the Sixers winless on the road with a 122-97 win. The Sixers committed 28 turnovers, most in the NBA this season, leading to 39 points for the Nets. They fell to 0-5 away from home, while they're 6-0 in South Philly. The Sixers are on the road again on Wednesday night with a game in Indiana against the Pacers. The Flyers, who have had a positive road trip through California, are 2-0-1, finish up the West Coast trip with a game in Arizona tonight against the Coyotes. The puck drops at 9 o'clock. And the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. New week, new month, maybe a new you. Maybe today's the day you're changing things and you're going for it. And
a better you is in the better you. Wings.
Yeah, maybe that's happening. We're with you. We're on board, gang. So we got a lot of stuff planned for today and this Monday morning. Let's begin with our new Word of the Week prize. We have a four-pack of tickets to WrestleMania.
WrestleMania?
WrestleMania!
That we're going to give away. That would make a great honeymoon ticket.
On Friday, and we'll have your chance to win that. I'll give you the details coming up in a little while. We're also going to have our friend Tracy Davidson coming by this morning. She's a big WrestleMania fan.
Absolutely.
No, actually...
she came up through the ranks with Hulk Hogan.
This is interesting because she is going to share an award with Kathy Romano.
She's going to give it to her.
She's going
to give
it
to her. She tries to glom onto it. We'll smack her
I was
around.
Like, she's listen, lady, pass it over.
No, all right. She's handing it over, and I think this is going to be really special. So she's coming by later on.
WrestleMania! Yeah.
We're actually going to wrestle for it.
Ooh. Oh, now that's worth watching. Oh, my God. We have a big announcement coming up at 8 a.m. We're excited about that, so hang on for the details. We also have stopping in this morning Marcus Allen of the Big Brothers organization. He's the president of the Big Brothers, but he's bringing by with him Bernard Hopkins, champion boxer. So he'll stop in. They have an event tonight. It's a lot of fun. It is the Big Brothers Big Sisters Fashion Touchdown at the Fillmore. So we'll get the details and talk to Bernard later on this morning, too. And we're going to have actor John C. McGinley getting in touch with us. His show is Stand Against Evil, and it's Wednesday at 10 p.m. and 10:30 on IFC. So we'll talk to John C. McGinley. He's been in so many great stuff.
Oh, my God.
So many great things over the years.
Office Space.
Yeah.
That's probably the first time I ever saw him. But countless stuff. The Rock, he does action adventure, he does Scrubs.
Point Break.
Yep, absolutely. And so he'll be joining us a little bit later on this morning. So you see, we have a lot to get to today on this Monday morning. Let's go ahead and take a break. Come back in just a second. I've got a lot of great stories to pass along to you, as well as a stupid question with some giveaways. We'll be back in a moment with it all. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR Audio On Demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Do you want the most important purchase of your life to be based on your negotiating skills? Not the case at Steven Singer Jewelers. You are guaranteed to get the perfect price every day. They make the experience of buying an engagement ring easy with no BS. Check him out at the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, you know that I go to Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spas. Whether you want a rejuvenating massage or a refreshing facial, Hand and Stone is the place to go. Introductory massage or facial start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their over 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, so stupid question this morning. The answer, if you give it and it's correct, we'll get you a four-pack of tickets of the Franklin Institute, and their journey back to Scandinavia in the Viking Age is taking place. So here's the question that I have for you. What pop singer birth name was Destiny Hope? Now, I'm leaving off the last name because it would give it away.
Okay.
But this pop singer's birth name was Destiny Hope.
Destiny Hope.
Yeah, I was not familiar with this until this morning. 215-263-WMMR. Call right now. Let's see if you know the answer. A lot of birthdays today. I actually had to edit some out because there's so many of them.
But not everyone's important.
We'll stick to the highlights. Johnny Greenwood, guitarist for Radiohead, is celebrating his 47th birthday today.
Are they in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Or
No, they are up for nominations.
Nomination this year, yeah.
By the way, it's Monday, November 5th, and also celebrating a birthday on Monday, November 5th. And it's interesting, and we point this out every year, two guys who are mistaken for each other constantly simply because of their names Ryan Adams and Bryan Adams
yes.
celebrate their birthdays today.
And there's a huge chasm between them.
Ryan is 44 and Bryan is 59 years old today.
Bryan is cuts like a knife, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And Run to You, which is a case he's playing here. And actually, just a tremendously successful songwriter and performer in his own right. Anybody a Ryan Adams fan?
I've seen a few of his songs, and there's one that you would know and like, Preston. I'll send you the YouTube
link. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember him from the end of This Is 40.
Yeah.
And I remember it being like, okay, this is good, but it's not my cup of tea.
There's a song called You Get Young, You Get High, and I think you like it. It showed him in movies from time to time.
Okay. He's also, what's that New York song that he has that was popular?
New York State of Mind?
No.
New York, New York.
New York, New York, I think is maybe, no. That's
if you can
not
make it there, you can make it anywhere.
I think that's it. He wrote that.
Yeah. He is 44 and Bryan Adams is 59 today. Famke Janssen.
Yes.
Is 53 years old.
In a number of things that I, first off, the X-Men series, she was she was great. She was on a top off in GoldenEye, a Russian assassin.
Mm-hmm.
Who would crush lovers between her thighs.
And I was just watching, I caught the end of Taken over the weekend.
Yes.
And she's the mom in that.
Tooked.
Tooked.
I know that you tooked my wife. And I know that you tooked my daughter.
Famke is 53 today.
Always I'm going to learn to speak gooder English and come after you.
Always had a bit of a thing for her. As well as this other birthday, Tatum O'Neill.
Yeah.
She's had some real issues over the years. She went through a heroin problem, which
big heroin addiction.
Kind of common in the O'Neill family. Her dad is Ryan O'Neill.
Yeah, the whole family's just off. Just insane.
But she was great in The Bad News Bears and Little Darlings. And I think she was nominated or won an Oscar for Paper Moon?
She did.
When she was a kid?
She did. I mean,
she was like...
Yeah.
She's like 10 years old, maybe.
I think she was beaten out by the girl from the Piani, who later became Rogue. I'm having a brain fart.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
From True Blood.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Anna Paquin.
Yeah.
Wait, for the youngest nominee? Or the
youngest winner.
Yeah. But in her acting career kind of fizzled out. She didn't really mature into a great actress. Former wife of John McEnroe, by the way. But I always thought she was beautiful physically.
When they split, Preston, McEnroe got full custody of the kids.
Really?
Yeah, because she was such a wreck.
She had a heroin problem, yeah. Mm. So she's 55. What does that say when hothead John McEnroe?
McEnroe looks like a better bet in this case.
Exactly. Art Garfunkel.
Oh!
Of Simon and Garfunkel fame.
You just saw him here.
Listen, so we were in London at Heathrow Airport about to return home, and we go into this restaurant, a few of us did, and I see this guy sitting there, and I was too tired to even make a joke. I almost said, hey, look, Art Garfunkel's here, and because the guy looked like him. He had the pube hair.
Yeah.
And pale complexion and everything. So I start talking to the guy at the table next to us who is British, and he... through the conversation, proceeds to tell me that he's a musician and he's a drummer. So we we kept talking. And I go, oh, were you in a band? What's going on? They were on their way to Vienna. He's like, oh, we're in it's a Simon and Garfunkel tribute show. And I go, I knew it.
That's Art Garfunkel.
And then he pointed to him. Yeah. He's like, that's Art Garfunkel.
I'm Art Garfunkel.
I almost said something about it. But they were really nice. I wish I remembered the name of the tour. Anyhow, this guy was a dead ringer for Art Garfunkel.
And if he has the vocal qualities, that's a whole other level.
What a beautiful voice.
Unbelievable.
Bridge Over Troubled Water. Won a Grammy, by the way.
Together when, they were in full vigor, they're just a phenomenal sound and some of the classic songs.
Agreed. So he is 77 years old today. Actra Tilda Swinton. Is 58. Man, did I love her in Doctor Strange.
She was great.
Yeah, she was fantastic. And she has just that wild look about her.
Yes.
That physical look about her.
When I first became aware of her was in Constantine with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
And she played the angel Gabriel.
And then she's in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Narnia. You know what isn't she in Trainwreck?
Is she?
Doesn't she play the magazine? Head.
Oh, yes,
and
she does.
You don't even recognize her at first.
Completely different.
And it's very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so she's 58 today. And last birthday I saw, great actor. Man, we almost had him in the studio, and then something got mixed up, and he couldn't come by. Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, that would have been great.
So many great movies over the years. And he does comedy great, and obviously he does real intense drama wonderfully as well. Galaxy Quest, Charlie's Angels, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Really weird movie called Moon.
Which is wild. I love that movie. Yeah. And he's in the new Adam McKay movie.
Iron Man 2, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. He was in The Green Mile and so on.
Yeah, Steve, he plays George W. Bush in this movie about Dick Cheney.
That's right.
And he looks very much like he gets the mannerisms down, and it's comedic impression of him.
It's an acting impression, which makes Christian Bale's impression or you know, becoming Dick Cheney with the prosthetics and everything. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So Sam Rockwell, the big 5-0 today, 50 years old. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to a stupid question. What pop princess's birth name is Destiny Hope? 215-263-WMMR, our number. I am going to go to... I pushed the button case. It didn't work.
Oh, no!
Hang on a second here. Look at these. These lines, none of them are on hold. Which is very strange. Hang on
a
second.
Let's just retake the board real quick.
We got a little technical glitch.
Take the board.
Give us one moment. All right, let's try this now. Let me go to... Hey, is this Mike?
Yeah.
All right, we got Mike. All right, excellent. Yay! Thank you. Good. All right, so Mike, who is the pop princess? It was her birth name was Destiny Hope.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Neither did I. Hang on a second, Mike. Her name was Destiny Hope Cyrus. I don't know why she went Miley.
I thought it was Hannah Montana Cyrus.
Destiny's a pretty great name.
Yeah, Destiny Cyrus.
And that's got a good singer ring to it. But anyhow, he got it right. And that means that we are going to set him up. We have got for you, my man, a 4-pack of Franklin Institute tickets. Journey back to Scandinavia in the Viking Age. Vikings Beyond the Legend is now open at the Franklin Institute. For tickets, visit fi.edu. Got a lot of stuff to get to, so let's begin. The box office, number one, Bohemian Rhapsody.
There you go. It killed.
Made $50 million. Yes, more than the projected take, so they're quite happy about that. Followed it up with The Nutcracker and The Four Realms. That only made $20 million, so a bit of a disappointment for that particular film. Followed by Nobody's Fool, A Star Is Born, Halloween, Venom. Smallfoot was number 7, then Goosebumps 2. Hunter Killer was 9, and he rounded out the top 10 with The Hate You Give.
Hunter Killer is that Gerard Butler submarine movie, huh?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
It looks terrible.
Does it?
The effects on it, 25 years after Hunt for Red October came out, this movie is out, and it just, the effects are awful.
I've not seen any of that yet. I have to check that out. Hey, hours after getting busted for allegedly busting a guy's face over a parking space dispute, Alec Baldwin was photographed exiting the NYPD 6th precinct. The 6-year-old was dressed in a collared gray shirt and dark slacks and looked somber. Baldwin allegedly struck a 49-year-old man near his Manhattan apartment. The man was reportedly taken to Lenox Hill Hospital. The actor addressed the situation on Twitter. He said, "Normally, I would not comment on something as egregiously misstated as today's story. However, the assertion that I punched anyone over a parking spot is false. I wanted to go on the record stating as much. I realize that it has become a sport to tag people with as many negative charges and defaming allegations as possible for the purposes of clickbait entertainment." He said, "Fortunately, no matter how reverberating it echoes, it doesn't make these statements true."
Did you see the picture of him? It was him sort of hunched over Preston in the water with a stingray on his back.
No, I didn't see that.
So he's really going for that clickbait audience.
Yeah. Spokesperson for the NYPD told people that Baldwin was charged with assault and harassment. TMZ is reporting that there's evidence that Baldwin never punched his accuser. This guy whose name I can't even pronounce because it's Polish and there's a lot of Z's and C's and I don't know. Wojciech Kozlowski.
Nailed it.
And apparently it was the case of mutual combat, not assault. When questioned by Page Six, the man walked the line between anger and forgiveness, saying that he would be fine, but that he was sore. So I don't know what really happened. Who knows?
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Have their day in court.
Priyanka Chopra.
Yes.
Kicked off her upcoming wedding to Nick Jonas with a bachelorette party on Saturday. The 36-year-old documented the festivities on Instagram.
She is a stunning woman.
Yeah, she is. She captioned the pic #bachelorette vibes on her story that shows a bottle of champagne chilling pink and gold balloons, and a bouquet of roses.
That's a great hashtag.
She wore an off-the-shoulder white sweater and showed off her diamond ring. And be good, Jonas's mom, Denise Jonas, commented on the photo, adding a red heart emoji. One enthusiastic pal along for the ride was soon-to-be sister-in-law and Game of Thrones favorite Sophie Turner. As documented on social, Chopper gave Turner a piggyback ride in high heels.
Oh, my God.
Turner's set to marry Nick's brother, Joe, after getting engaged in October 2017.
So Kathy, you're the Jonas Brother expert.
Yeah, what do you guys think?
Are you happy about all this stuff? Did they make good choices, the brothers?
The whole high heel thing, that's great. Gave her the piggyback ride in high heels. I mean, who could ever?
Okay. I can't even.
Preston, here's a photo of Sophie Turner with one of the Jonas Brothers. I forget which one you were just talking about.
Joe,
as the as Morticia from the Addams Family.
Oh, she looks great.
And Joe plays Gomez, and they nailed it. They did a great job.
Yeah. Sophie's...
Donked it.
I like her a lot. So judging from her friend's post, it looks like the epic bash, and according to reports, it took place in Amsterdam, so it was an epic bash. The girls' weekend comes on the heels of a bridal shower that took place last Sunday.
Was she the one that got into, remember there was a controversy, it was in India, and Richard Gere was on stage.
Priyanka Chopra?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that was her or not, but I remember.
It might have been, yeah.
Yeah. So Chopra wore a white Marchesa dress to the bridal party, and it was garnering both outrage and props with her designer choice because Marchesa designer Georgina Chapman was married to Harvey Weinstein.
Uh-oh.
Chopra and Jonas are reportedly planning a December wedding in India. So they're going there. Early on in her career, Carrie Mulligan said that paranoia plagued her every move. Mulligan has graced the cover of Porter Edit. And inside, she gave readers insight into her swift rise to fame and the confusion that resulted. She said, "I find it all much easier now. I took it all way too seriously when I was younger because I didn't know any different.
How scared!
It all happened so quickly. I went to the premiere of Pride and Prejudice, and there were 12 of us, and no one took my photo on my own. Then an education happened, and suddenly it was award season in L.A., and I honestly had no idea what was going on." She's going to be in this new movie. Remember, we had the director in for Wildlife.
Yes.
With Jake Gyllenhaal. She's getting rave reviews for her performance. That's right. It was Paul Dano. She continued, "I was completely freaked out and so paranoid about everything, people judging me or saying things about me. It's a shame because it should have been really fun."
She said it manifested in constant diarrhea, Preston.
Wow. Ooh,
yeah.
Poor thing. But she's doing better now.
She's doing much
knows
better
how to
now.
Handle it. Iconic producer who launched Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan has passed away. Raymond Chow.
Oh, wow.
Died on Friday. He was 91 years old. And he was actually one of the first people to bring Hong Kong movies to the U.S. He eventually produced Enter the Dragon, Chinese Connection, Police Story, Rumble in the Bronx,
yes.
And Cannonball Run.
Yes,
he was
Jackie
a producer
Chan.
On Cannonball Run. Okay. Exactly. So... He passed away at 91, but had a nice long legacy in the world.
There's
of film.
A great scene in Rumble in the Bronx, Preston, with Jackie Chan, where they're fighting up on a rooftop, and this fight is taking place. And you see in the back, you see the snow-covered mountains of the Bronx.
Yeah. No, for real?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, in That's the funny. Bronx with in, the snow-covered
with all those mountains.
That's funny.
And it occurred to me, this might not be the Bronx.
Maybe not. Celebrity endorsements of political action has gone into overdrive ahead of the midterm elections tomorrow. Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt are the latest to voice their opinion, releasing a PSA together on DiCaprio's Facebook page on Friday. And
did they slide into his Facebook page?
I don't know if they slid into his DM
DMs?
Or not. But Leonardo said the future of our country will be decided this week. Elections don't just matter when voting for president. This election might be the most consequential of our lifetime. And Brad had said, "We urge you to go to the polls by November 6th and make your voice heard." He additionally suggests viewers encourage voter turnout by volunteering at phone banks, texting, and canvassing. Other celebrities celebrity PSAs have landed via Taylor Swift, Freeform stars Jodie Foster, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Logan Browning, and more. And DiCaprio and Pitt right now are filming that Quentin Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time
that's
in Hollywood.
Right. I was trying to figure out what the connection was.
Yeah, that's why they were together. So they made that. Have they ever been in a movie together before?
I think this is their first.
Okay.
I know they're on the same Frisbee Football League.
Okay. All right. But that's not quite a movie.
No.
But they hang together. Kate Bosworth is set to star in and produce a sci-fi thriller called Genesis. Mike Lee Han is directing the pick, which follows a mother looking for her daughter in a post-apocalyptic world.
I like that.
Yeah, I always like those scenarios. Bosworth is diving deep into sci-fi as of late. She is also starring in and producing Neil LaBute's The Island, which is not island, it's I-Land.
Oh.
Which Netflix has ordered to series.
Is it about a land where giant eye monsters run everything?
Oh. I never even considered. To be honest, I don't know. In addition, Bosworth recently signed on for MGM's post-apocalyptic drama, The Domestics, and Nat Geo series, A Long Road Home. I guess
she loves her post-apocalyptic stuff.
A lot of post-apocalyptic drama.
Is there any pre-apocalyptic in there? Or not interesting to her?
That's a good question.
I'm going to do a pre-apocalyptic
movie.
This
is pre-apocalyptic.
Where nothing is.
Yeah. Get ahead of the curve, for crying out loud.
Sure.
Yeah. What else I have here for you? Jared Leto is set to be one of the two new ad campaign faces for Gucci Guilty Fragrances.
Guilty?
Yeah, Gucci Guilty.
Gucci Guilty, GG.
Yeah. I'm Gucci Guilty.
Gucci Guilty.
Gucci Guilty. Come here. Gucci. So Leto will be joined by singer Lana Del Rey in the campaign, which kicked off on Friday night with a party at Los Angeles' Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
When it comes to being guilty, Gucci guilty.
Get you.
When it comes to being guilty of things, Gucci is a guilty thing. I don't know. I didn't write this.
You're kidding.
Gucci guilty. One day, you'll wonder, am I guilty of being a Gucci guilty? Just go buy it, goddammit.
Yeah. So the location of the Los Angeles Hollywood Forever Cemetery apparently mirrors the theme of the yet-to-be-released campaign.
Is he exhuming bodies?
I don't know. Yeah. Wait, grave robbing?
Guilty. 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 Gucci guilty. This is John Wayne's head. Guilty. Guilty of grave robbing. Guilty Gucci grave robbing. Golly, I'm guilty Gucci grave robbing.
Courtney Love will also make a guest appearance in the campaign. That's kind of interesting.
Courtney Guilty.
Yeah, Courtney Guilty.
Courtney Guilty Gucci.
Yeah. So Jared Leto, Lana Del Rey, and...
Oh, my God, what was that?
And Courtney Love.
Behind that tombstone. And then she rises.
Or Gucci Guilty.
Wait, Gaze. Oh, my God.
The
it's Guilty Courtney.
Hollywood.
Stay away from me.
Forever Cemetery. The Ryan Reynolds, of course, he's a known troller. The feud with him and Hugh Jackman is just no signs of slowing down, and I love it.
It's the benevolent feud.
Oh yeah, it's fun. It's all in good fun, and you see it in the Deadpool movies.
Yeah,
but he may have met his match in Hugh. Reynolds tweeted a fake political smear ad against Jackman on Friday, asking followers, "How well do you really know Hugh Jackman?"
We have the ad, the audio, if you want to play it.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Hang on. I think this is it.
Yep. All right, ready?
Yep. Hugh Jackman's upcoming performance in The Frontrunner has fooled some people into thinking he deserves an award. But before voting begins, some people should consider these facts. Hugh Jackman isn't his real name. It's Hugh Michael Jackman. Hugh Michael speaks with a charming accent, but he's actually from Milwaukee. He then walked off the job on Wolverine, adding to unemployment. Is this the type of amazing actor and nice person we want delivering a preachy liberal speech this award season? Or maybe there's a real foreigner from a bordering country who would really love it. A lot. Think before you vote. I'm not Ryan Reynolds, and I approve this message.
But apparently, he responded. Did you see his response?
I did not, no.
Okay, it's a video that summarizes his thoughts. It's a 9-second shot of him scooping up his dog's crap on a picture of Ryan Reynolds.
I love it. I love it.
It's him out on the street, and you can see him reach down with a little plastic bag on his hand, and he's picking up the dog poop, and it happens to be on a picture of Ryan Reynolds.
Look at what the caption says.
It says, "High Road." I love it, man. Those two guys, they're both great. Amy Schumer has made pregnancy the butt of her jokes at Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas on Friday, admitting that she's excited But it's also been tough so far. She just flat out said, I don't like it.
Yep.
She said, I've had a really tough pregnancy so far. She married Chris Fisher in February, soon after they began dating in November 2017, and they got a baby on the way, but she's having a rough go at it so far.
It happens.
It does happen.
And you have another person growing inside of you.
Yeah. Pete Davidson addressed his recent split from Ariana Grande shortly after he released music about their breakup. The funny man wore his new blue do during a weekend update, saying, I know some of you are curious about the breakup, but the truth is it's nobody's business. And sometimes things just don't work out, and that's okay.
So his hair during weekend update was blonde. So, but I wonder, and I heard this, and I don't know if this is the case, if you've had your hair a different color and you want to reset it, do they dye your hair blue to reset it?
No,
Kathy?
Not blue, but sometimes they'll dye it back, or sometimes it depends on the color. Sometimes they'll bleach it and strip it of all the color.
Oh, okay.
He had continued saying, she's a wonderful, strong person, and I genuinely wish her all the happiness in the world. Now, please vote on Tuesday.
Well, now look here. So in this picture, his hair looks blue. This is like that dress, Preston. You can't tell what color it is.
Yeah, it looks like almost a grayish blonde, which gives it that blue tint.
So sometimes when you see people like that, well, sometimes it could have just faded or whatever, but sometimes they're in the process and they can't do it all at once. I can't remember, Case, when you did your hair blue, it was more than one time, right? Or did you just do it once?
No, they just one time.
Okay,
but so they stripped it of color, and the problem is with mine, they didn't strip it enough so that if they went, because so it ended up being a little bit too blonde.
So that's the thing. Like what Casey had done, a lot of times if women do it, they'll do it in a number of appointments. You don't go one time and walk out with blue hair or the exact color you want.
Right.
It's a step because it's pretty much destroying your hair. So you try to be careful.
This is not a good look for him.
No, not so much.
And with the orange shirt that he's wearing that he wore on Weekend Update, he looks like a prisoner.
Yeah. But I think he might be in, maybe he's in the process of
transition.
Something. Yes.
Yeah. moving on. John David Duggar and Abby Grace Burnett got married on Saturday after 4 months together.
That family and the whole 4 months together, and they kissed for the first time on the altar.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh yeah. When are you going to put a ring on that? You guys have been together for 3 days.
On their family's website, the Duggars updated fans, "We are overjoyed for the two of them.
At least we think we are.
It's two of them to begin their married life together.
All indicators seem to suggest that we're happy.
We know the Lord has brought them together, and we will use them to reach, and we'll use them to reach many people."
Was Jinger there?
Jinger. What's her Ginger?
Ginger, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But Ginger. With a J.
They ran out of J names, so they were like, all right, Ginger with a J.
Ginger.
I am physically attracted to the Duggar mom.
Of course you are.
She's an attractive woman.
She's got terrible hair. I wish somebody did something about her hair, but everything.
You don't
else,
like her hair?
No, I don't like her hair.
But there's a reason she has 51 kids.
And you know what was crazy is there was an episode where they were out, I don't know, doing some sort of summer fun. As it turns out, she is athletically gifted. She was like water skiing and doing all that
you
sort of stuff.
You telling me that Jinger's gifted?
No, not Jinger. Sorry, I misspoke Michelle. For a half of a second.
No, what,
but Michelle Duggar, the mom.
Mom?
Yeah.
Okay, she can water ski?
Yeah, with no skis.
With no skis?
On her face?
Well, no, there are people that do barefoot. She was barefoot skiing?
She was definitely water skiing. I just assumed she'd go. I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, if you can water ski, you can barefoot water ski.
You know,
it's a fact.
It's almost the same thing. It's incredibly hard.
Yeah.
Incredibly.
Now, here's a horrible picture of her, Case.
Super duper fast.
I don't think so.
She looks terrible in this picture.
You know who she looks like?
Mippy.
No. Oh, God. Now I'm ugly?
Manthius.
Kathy's beautiful.
It's like twins. Schwarzenegger got all the good genes.
Yes.
DeVito got all the bad stuff. Manthi got all the bad Kathy Romano genes.
But yeah, she's got terrible hair. So
all right.
Okay. But all that water skiing.
So get off her back for crying out loud.
But I'm a great water skier. I can do it on my feet.
Your size 18 feet.
18 feet. They're actually the size of water skis. They have toenails at the end of them.
That's why she did it with those skis.
So the statement goes on to say, we're so happy to be surrounded by family and friends, and we thank you all for your prayers and support for John and Abby.
Jinger.
And whoever this one is.
Yeah, whoever that one is. Right, exactly. Okay, so.
I think we're in love.
You will notice that during this entire entertainment report, I have not mentioned any of the Kardashians or Jenners, and I have to mention this one because it involves a local personality.
Well, and it's very understandable.
We almost got out of it, as they say in support groups. Kendall Jenner and Sixers star Ben Simmons were spotted canoodling in Philly on Thursday.
Well, here's the deal. Yes, and in fact, because she was seen, remember there is that footage of her making out with the Hadid brother. She was macking on the Hadid, and the thought was it was over. But they have rekindled, Preston.
Yeah, this was on Thursday night. I don't know where they were in Philly, but this is according to Page Six. The pair have been on and off since May.
Do you know how he got her to come back to Philly?
No.
He told her there was a local station doing birthday bucks.
Wow. No kidding.
She thought, wow.
I could use $1,000.
I could use $1,000.
We're looking at video footage. Anybody recognize where they are?
Let's see.
It looks like they're coming out of a prison.
So the word is that when she came to see them play, there's a super, super VIP area for people at Wells Fargo that sort of unfamiliar with.
Was she in the family room?
There's a family room in the hallways where the players' families and close friends.
I don't know.
I ended up in that room by accident.
I've been by there.
Yeah,
I was down in there for. It was a Rush concert.
Muppets on Ice.
Which was cool, yeah.
I was there for Nickelback, and it was, I don't think I was supposed to be in that room.
No, you're definitely not. Like, even when I worked there, like, the workers weren't even allowed in there unless you were escorting somebody into the room. Like, it was, and if you walked in, you got in trouble, but why are you here?
That's the upper level,
especially if you're a female,
somebody visiting.
It's a hospitality
it's normally
free sodas.
The wives and the children.
Well, you're definitely not supposed to help yourself to all the wine behind the bar.
Oh my god,
you found that out?
What? They were Canadian.
It was there.
Yeah.
Marissa?
Nick had a box. He was taking it out.
So this video we're showing looks like it was shot downstairs or upstairs from the Wells Fargo Center where you could see the players park.
Yeah.
And they're getting in like some sort of limo box or something.
I did hear that they were canoodling at Harp and Crown on Sansom Street.
And here's what I noticed. Ben Simmons only scored 9 points. He had 5 rebounds and 5 assists on Saturday.
Uh-oh.
So please.
Is that way below?
Please get away!
Is that way below his average?
Way below his average.
He might have been distracted by Jace doing the floss in the stands.
Was he flossing in the stands?
He was flossing the entire game.
Was he on the Jumbotron?
No, he didn't make it on the Jumbotron.
So for whatever reason, he didn't have a good night. But anyhow, they haven't been spotted together since September, but reports recently surfaced that Simmons was trying to win her back.
So bring up, guys, we've extended the invitation. Come on in.
Yeah.
Hang on the show.
We'll have a sit around.
We're big fans.
One last story. 6 cast members, this is great, of the Brady Bunch gathered Thursday in Los Angeles at the home that was featured in the opening and closing of the sitcom. HDTV, of course, we talked about them in the past, had purchased the home in the Studio City neighborhood in Los Angeles for its new series, which is called A Very Brady Renovation. So all the kids were there. Marie McCormick, Barry Williams, Christopher Knight, Eve Plum, Mike Lookinland, and Susan Olsen all were there.
That's awesome.
Walked through the 2-bedroom dwelling.
I'm glad nobody's dead yet of the kids.
The interior layout does not resemble what was featured on the show, which ran from 1969 to 1974. So they weren't able to walk around and go, oh, remember being here? Remember? It looks nothing like it, but...
They even put additional windows on the house. I would have restored it to what it was. You know,
looking at post-restoration pictures?
This is post-restoration,
this is?
Okay.
I got to say, of all the grown-up kids in television, these are the most disappointing looking.
Oh, my God.
I don't think
Chris
so.
Chris Knight looks good.
I think Barry Williams looks good. And actually, this is a good picture. You got to remember how old they are. They're buttressing up against.
They were always disappointing. Mid
60s. Who's probably Barry Williams is in that range. They're all
most definitely.
They're looking pretty good.
Better looking than Michelle Duggar.
Yeah.
No, it's Jinger.
Jinger Duggar.
Wait. So
Casey likes Michelle.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Because she can water ski.
Wait, who is missing?
Barefoot. No, but just those are all the kids. There's no the mom and dad.
Oh, damn. Who's on the right? I thought that was the mom.
No, the far right?
That's Maureen McCormick.
That's Jan. Oh, on the right.
Oh, wait, the woman.
She looks old as hell.
On the far left is Maureen McCormick. That's Marcia. In the middle is Cindy, and then Jan is on the right.
Cindy looks terrible.
Yeah, she didn't mature all that.
She didn't work out so well.
Mm-mm. Well, for the first few years of her life, she was adorable, so she got that.
Yeah.
And then it came crashing down.
HGTV plans to expand the home without compromising its street view and reimagine the show's interior design. So the inside, Steve, might have a little throwback to the way it was on the TV show.
The neighbors are not thrilled with the fact that it's this iconic house because people come by all the time. Yeah.
Okay, then don't buy the house right next to the Brady Bunch house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, the program is set to premiere on September of next year. All right, we're ready for clips here, gang. Woo! We'll start with this. The Neighborhood gives its viewers a new type of comedy, adding a more situational and realistic touch to the plot. Here, Max Greenfield explains the dynamic of the show. Here we go. Oh, that hit the wrong button.
He has a musical accompaniment. He wrote a song.
Here we go.
Studio audience. It's not really a joke-based comedy. It's really situational. And there's, like, the writer, Jim Reynolds, who created the show, has really allowed it to have these real moments. And where there isn't necessarily a joke at the end. They don't let the audience off the hook. And you get to really know these characters. And it's been so much fun.
Thing sucks.
New episode of The Neighborhood is on tonight, 8 o'clock. That's on CBS.
It's not good. It's not. Max Greenfield is very funny. He was very funny on The New Girl.
Yeah.
And this is not, it's just not a good sitcom. And I'm sorry, Max, but I have to call him as a season.
All right, here's the next clip. Arrow is the superhero based TV series packed with jaw-dropping drama. Here, Emily Bette Richards, describes the seventh season, while also commenting on the work of the newest showrunner.
I think it's intense. I think it's different. I think it's new. Beth Schwartz, our new showrunner, who has actually been with us since the beginning as a writer's assistant, you know, made her way through the show, cares so much about the storyline and the show and the characters, and has, like, such a beautiful new take on where this world is going. So it's actually a very exciting time to be a part of a show that's been on for 7 years, because it's, like, a newer show with the characters that we all already love.
Biscuits!
New episode of Arrow airs tonight, 8 p.m., and that's on the CW. And there you go.
Yeah.
Entertainment report in a nutshell, folks. We have a lot going on today. We have an announcement. We'll get to that probably around Bizarre File time, so 8-ish. We will have that for you. Our friend Tracy Davidson is stopping by this morning. There's an award for Kathy that's going to be presented today, which is pretty cool. Bernard Hopkins, championship boxer, stopping in this morning, along with our friend Marcus Allen, who is the president of Big Brothers Big Sisters. They have an event tonight we're going to tell you about. And actor John C. McGinley is going to be joining us on the program, too.
Awesome.
We have a lot to get to today. Let's take a break, come back in just a moment, and we'll help you out on that drive-in, my friend. Stay with us.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, thanks, Kath. So last night at 8:04 p.m., I'm looking at my text message. We get a message from Kathy. It says, anyone else hear and feel that? And I didn't. And we didn't know what was going on. I had texted back and was wondering if maybe it was an earthquake.
Yeah, I had no idea.
But you must have been, and you said, Kathy, it felt like a car ran into your house.
I actually
hit your house.
Yeah, I actually had to check the outside of the house because I thought that something, I said, there's no way that that was nothing. You know, something hit the house.
Were you startled and did you jump?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I jumped up. I was actually upstairs and.
What was that?
Yeah, I jumped up and I was like, oh, my God, what was that?
Yeah.
And, yeah, had to, like, check and look out the window and, like, make sure everything was okay. And then quickly after that, you know, saw that nothing was wrong. And then quickly after that, neighbors started texting and they said, you know, same thing. Hey, did you guys feel that?
Hey, did any car alarms or anything go off? Or
I didn't hear car alarms. So okay. I heard, like, a big boom.
Yeah.
And
felt the house shook.
And the house shook. Now, and I was upstairs. I was on the second floor. And I felt the whole house kind of, like, jolt a little bit.
Steve, I'll bet you around and around had to have been car alarms going on.
Had
to
be.
Fireworks will set those off from time to time.
Here's the explosion when that meteorite crashed in Russia. So you can hear after it collides and detonates with the ground. Listen. And you'll hear.
That didn't even hit the ground. That was.
Right.
Yeah,
you hear all
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
closer to the home in Gladwin, I was telling you guys, you know, people's paintings and pictures were falling off the walls, things were falling off the shelves, and then I just read that a guy said that his windows cracked. So if you were closer to the house, you got, I mean, think about...
We have that witness, pretty... Preston.
Oh, yeah, here's somebody who...
Pow, cow, cow, pow, cow, pow, pow, pow! Kaboomba!
Wow. So he was definitely, he was actually, he was knocked kind of strange.
Let's stress that no one was hurt in this, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because that, we're looking at overhead footage. It's just, it's obliterated. It's like a bomb, which in a sense is kind of what it is, a bomb.
Well, think about if you've ever gone to a fireworks display and, you know, when the final, the report on the final explosions, which are always the biggest, and how that causes, you know, the pressure.
Oh, yeah.
So this huge house is blown into rubble.
Yeah.
So I'm about 6 miles from where this house is, and I felt it that strong.
Yeah. So people all the way around Kathy, Lower Merion, they were talking about
it. Yeah, of course.
South Jersey.
That amazes me, that South Jersey, like, and we're getting texts right now, people in Cherry Hill, Maple Shade.
How is that possible?
I mean, Steve, we were talking last week about sound traveling with that mystery sound on the Delaware. Yeah. And I guess it's something that the sound took a path from where this explosion was all the way over to New Jersey.
Here's a couple of texts. It may, you know, like this says, I live in Plymouth and I felt and heard nothing, but my mom in Lafayette Hill heard it and said all of Roxborough heard it. So there may be things blocking you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That will... Along the topography,
well, yes,
that stopped the waves from getting to you.
My brother is just up the street from me, and he didn't feel anything.
Really?
Yeah, because I called him also, and he didn't feel anything.
I'm just, I think it's amazing that this explosion was so severe that it didn't. Did it not do any damage to any of the neighboring houses, or are they so far away?
No, I just said some of the, like, the wind, people had windows cracked and stuff like that. I don't think
stuff falling off walls, but there,
nothing.
There were no walls blown in on other houses.
No.
So it was on a piece of property that's a couple of acres. Understand,
over 2 acres.
Okay,
and it's a dead end road. In Gladwin.
So there's going to be nothing behind it, most likely.
So the house was going through major renovations, and the family that was on that owns the house had a secondary house on the premises, and only the dad was home.
And they know for certain that it was a gas explosion.
They said it was a gas leak, and Pico came out and they secured the area, said that there was no other threat of other gas leaks. But I'm thinking, like, yeah, except this giant house is blown to bits now. Like,
when we first moved into, when we had our home built, so we were, you know, we were there for every step of the construction, and our house is heated and uses
radiation.
It uses propane.
Okay,
so we have a tank that's buried on the property, and that would freak me out.
Of course, it would.
And it was our first time using gas burners as opposed to using electric heat. And I remember initially being a little bit scared of it, you know, that there might be a leak or something happened. I don't even think about it. We did have one occasion where, Steve, I remember smelling what I thought was a gas leak.
Does it not drive you out of your mind?
Oh, I called the company and they said, well, as a precaution, go turn off the valve. So I did. But what ended up happening is when your tank gets really low, so they add, there's the an additive to the gas that makes it smell, because the propane doesn't have a scent to it at all. So they add this stuff to it.
So that you can smell.
And once it gets really low, some of that stuff is sediment in the bottom, and the smell becomes stronger.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
We didn't have a leak. It's just that it's you could smell it.
In that vaporous state. You can smell it. In that vaporous state at towards the you're running down the tank. Isn't that when it's the most explosive?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But
I'm probably wrong on that, by the way.
Let me go to, let's see, we have Bobby, who's a 911 worker during that explosion. Hey, Bobby, good morning.
That's how they call Bobby.
What's up, Bobby?
Hey, so I was working last night. So pardon me if I'm a little groggy. I just got home. But,
sure, man.
That was a pretty wild experience.
I've
been there for about 3 or 4 years, and I've never had the call volume we got.
You guys got, I'm sure, just inundated with calls.
You wouldn't believe it. It's actually pretty interesting. We got a lot of calls of people who heard it. But finally, we all really just had a location, like a general area, but it was so wide.
Yes.
They didn't really have anywhere specifically to look. So
hey, I'm sorry to interrupt. From a 911 worker's perspective, when something like this happens that affects hundreds, thousands maybe of people that are going to be flooding you guys with calls, What do you tell them? I mean, after you've taken the 50th call, what do you say? We're working on it?
I mean, it's tough. Yeah, it's pretty much what you got to tell people. People want to know. People are obviously worried. Like, yeah. What do we do? What do we do? And we, at the time, you got to figure, we don't know necessarily. The officers are still looking, so.
Yeah, you don't know where it is. You just have this wave of calls coming in, and you have yet to determine exactly where the explosion site is.
Yeah, so we had people surmising that it might have been a plane crash. People surmising it might have been, like, a meteorite.
Yeah.
And people threw on a gas explosion. I was like, yeah, if it's a gas explosion, we're going to find out pretty quick that it's legitimate. But we didn't find out for about 14 minutes.
And 14 minutes is an eternity when you're getting calls coming in from people telling you that they've heard an earth-shattering explosion.
Yeah.
And largely it was due to the fact that we were so inundated that a lot of callers couldn't get in.
Yeah.
And it's just the way the system is, unfortunately, but there's only so many of us. Yeah.
Do what we do and say, caller 11, call back, caller 12, call back.
Try again.
Yeah, try again.
Wow. Well, I had heard that the father who was home at the time, he actually called 911 and said, my house exploded.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. It was. We'll go with that.
So Bobby, when you show up,
when
you showed up at the site, what did you see when you got there?
No, he was on the. He was.
Oh, you're 911. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so you didn't. I would have gone over there. I would have said, listen, I'm going to put this on hold.
I
got to go.
I got to go see this
because it's a whole house.
Wow.
It's going to be impressive.
All right. Well, thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it, man. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Take it easy. We'll see you later. Let me go to John, who wants to explain the science of the sound and why maybe some people hear it and some people don't when something like this happens. Hi, John. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Sorry to bother you guys at work.
It's okay.
It's all good. Says here you were in the Marine Corps.
Yes, sir. I served 4 years in the United States Marine Corps, and I was stationed out in 29 Palms, California, which is the desert, and there's all mountains.
Okay.
And we'd be training, and they'd be sending off explosions on the other side of the mountains, directly on the other side. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't hear it because that sound's going to reverberate off the mountain and then deflect up into the air, mm-hmm. where if it was on the other side, where like we had like a dry lake valley, we would hear the sound like miles and miles and miles away because there's no resistance against the sound.
Yes. Right.
Also, too, some people just don't hear things. Like, my girlfriend was sitting next to me last night, didn't hear a thing, where I heard and felt it, and I knew the concussion immediately. It was an explosion.
So wow. are you saying, John, that, like, sound will travel the path of least resistance?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. So, like, literally, I'd be sitting there, we'd be getting airstrikes, like, down the training area, like, and there'd be bridges and mountains in our way. We wouldn't hear it as clear as if, like, when I was in California, they'd be like bombing on the dry lake bed right down from us.
It's wild.
We could literally feel it and hear it, wow. And it'd be miles and miles away.
I believe it. All right, thanks, John. Appreciate it, man. I'm gonna go is this Cal or Cal? It says K A L L. Hi, you're on the air.
Carl.
Carl.
Hey,
Carl.
I was actually on the phone with my mom last night. She lives in Flower Town, and they felt it. And my old man's a pretty heavy sleeper. He actually was in a dead sleep and woke up off the couch.
No kidding.
And the neighborhood behind them, they live right by the golf course. The neighborhood behind them actually was out of power for a little bit because of it.
Where's that sound coming from?
That's your mom.
I believe it. I believe it. So power actually went out.
Yeah, power flashed and everything.
Wow.
Interesting. All
right. Man,
thanks, Carl.
Wow. Where's that sound coming from?
So did you go outside and walk around the house?
Yeah, well, I looked out the window and didn't see much, but yeah, some of the people in the neighborhood were outside kind of checking their
damn
houses.
Right.
So I'm looking at a map, and yes, we talked about it being felt in South Jersey, but parts of Delaware County, Montgomery County, obviously, and then all the way out in Bucks County as well. People in Bucks County felt it.
The good news is that it finally stopped that weird music coming out of Delaware.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Sebastian felt it from pretty far away. Sebastian, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, so where were you?
I was watching the Sunday night game, playing my tablet, and the dog barked. We heard the explosion. I walked out the door. I didn't see nothing, but it was like crazy.
Well, where are you? Give us some perspective, some idea of where you were.
Cherry Hill to the bridge, Ben Franklin, is like 7-8 miles away.
All right, so you're in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and you mm-hmm. felt it for sure.
Absolutely.
Wow. That is a long way away.
It is.
And that's got to... That's got to go through Center City before it makes it to Cherry Hill, right?
Well, it's probably taking public transit.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah.
No, I would. It probably took the Schuylkill Expressway.
Yes,
that held up a little bit around the Zoo Balloon.
Yes,
every single time.
Everybody's got to stop and look for a minute. Well, this beats me on what I witnessed over the weekend. My son and I, Carter, he's 16, so we just go on drives where he can drive, and I, you know, keep an eye on what he's doing. And we were headed back. We were near Skip Back, you know, and where you did the.
Oh, did you go to Floral and Hardy?
I didn't go to Floral and Hardy. But we saw a big.
I was at Floral and Hardy.
We saw a big black plume of smoke.
Boy.
And I'm like, we were headed home, and I'm like, we're taking a detour. We're going to go see what that is. And we just followed the smoke, and eventually we got over, and there was a nasty big house fire.
Oh, man.
Actually, I got video of it. I'll show it to you guys.
Did you take out your reporter's microphone?
You know what? I almost put the video in selfie mode and started to do a little commentary on it and was going to send it to the news, but I didn't do that. But it was pretty big, man. I'm showing Casey the video, and I got there right as the fire department was turning on the hoses.
Oh, wow.
You just feel terrible when you see someone's home. And
listen, we heard small explosions while that fire was raging, but it was full on. It was a biggie.
Those are like fresh flames, those orange flames.
Yep.
Did it destroy the home?
I didn't check on it. Okay. I need to do a follow-up on the story.
Yes, this is Floral and Hardy. I was wondering, were you impacted by that fire?
But I think it was, it looked like a garage that was separate from the home. But it was pretty wild, man. It was scary.
I hope they weren't impacted because there's holiday activities there, too.
Oh, of course, really? Yeah.
And then there was that fire in Delaware at this Willie Farms that people are pretty torn up about. It was this huge.
It's a go-to place for everyone in the area, right?
In the area, yeah. This, like, farmer's market. And they said it's completely destroyed. Like, gone. Wow.
You talk about those, having the propane tank at the house, Preston, or whatever. The second I smell anything, when we were coming out of the hotel, the W in London, in the hallway,
you smelled something.
I would always smell and suddenly I become like a bloodhound. I'm like, what is it? I'm just figuring because it's a big building and the heating and so on and so forth is kicking in or whatever. Okay, but it's always an uncomfortable feeling. And when if I sense something or smell something like that in the house, I am from top to bottom all over the place. Monitoring.
So by the time, we got to this fire, it was well along the way. And like I said, there was ambulance and fire trucks that were already there, and they were getting the hoses going and everything. But had I stumbled across that, before emergency services would have arrived, I'm trying to think of what I would have done. Number one, I would have called to report it. But would I have approached that building to make sure nobody was in there? Or, and I'm wondering about this house exploding. Clearly, if you're in the neighborhood, you're going to wander over there and see what the hell was going on. And what do you do other than get on the phone?
At that point, you yell into the rubble. Obviously, the firefighters and fire department would say, make the call, and that's what you do.
Well, yeah.
You don't do a damn thing. But, I mean, if you were to hear yelling from inside.
You'd want to do something.
You'd have to do something.
Yeah.
And that's God Almighty. Thank God you weren't in that position.
Yeah. Hang on a second. I'm going to go to Matt. There's a little bit of a story. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Sorry to bother the guys at work.
It's okay, man. What's up?
Hey, man. I came home from work one day, and I opened the door, and my house smelled like propane gas really strong. And my dog comes running up to me, and I'm like, what the heck did you do?
Yeah.
I go over to the stove. He decided to get up on the stove and clean the bacon splatter from the morning's breakfast, and he turned the gas on.
Yeah.
And the gas leaked all through my house all day while I was at work.
Oh, wow.
So what'd you do once you got in and you smelled it?
I opened all the windows and doors, and me and him went and hid in the garage.
Wow.
Well, the garage would have gone up as well.
We went
into the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the house would cave in on us when it exploded.
That's a terrifying feeling. Because here's a perfect example. Look at this house.
Yeah.
It was a huge house reduced to rubble.
I have a story in the Bizarre File of a dog turning on by accident the stove, and a guy saw it on his home video system or his home system. Yeah, and managed to avoid a major explosion like this one. Apparently, that happens fairly frequently. or with some frequency.
With dogs that cook.
Yeah, with dogs that they want to
around in the kitchen.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, when I cook, I don't even like it like because it goes like click, 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 click before it lights, you know. If it gets to like five clicks, I'm like, no, we're going to have to start all over again.
But that's why Kathy, I clearly remember years ago you talk about the outdoor barbecues. My dad is not the best when it comes to certain gadgets. Turns it on, he's got his eye on the chef apron or whatever the hell he's got on and his huge fork for the meat.
Oh, really?
Up like a flame. Like I expected the dinner.
You are trying to cook on my property.
And he was like patting his face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I have a tip, a grill tip, a gas grill tip. In the colder months, what happens is that gas, when you turn it on, it stays low. It settles low. It doesn't rise up like it does when it's warmer.
So you can't tell.
And so you think that maybe the gas isn't on.
You
can't smell it because it hasn't risen yet. And you're sitting it and you leave it on. And eventually a lot of it builds up. And when it catches, whoo, you get that whole thing. So,
well, I think this was in the winter, actually.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never lit a grill.
No? You too paranoid?
For that reason alone. I'm with Casey on the stove. Mm-hmm. If a few clicks, I'm like, okay, we're turning it off. And either I'll start over or I'll just use a different burner.
Pow, cow, 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 pow, pow, pow. Kaboomba!
The whole thing goes up. Kaboomba!
Or I'll just call Guppies.
Just call Guppies.
Yeah, right.
You know what? This isn't working.
Yeah. With my outdoor grill, I actually, before I got, because I have a nicer grill that I got now, but my old one, I used to light it with a broomstick because it was like a I was like, oh.
you're like John McClane.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It blew up in my mom's face.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah. Wow. So it blew up really bad in my mom's face. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna stand all the way back here. Out of the blast radius.
Okay. All right. I got you. Let me go to... Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to... As soon as you put Lisa on hold, I want to go to her because she had a similar thing. Do you remember this up in Massachusetts a few weeks ago?
Yes. There was
a whole neighborhood started going up.
Well, and I think that was part of the scare here is that they thought that could it happen in other locations? And that's why Pico came out and they said, no, we're good. Okay. It's secure.
All right, I'm going to go to Lisa. Had a neighbor's house explode over the summer. Hi, Lisa. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, guys.
Hey, Lisa. So where do you live? Where did this occur?
Newfield, New Jersey.
Okay, and it was last summer?
It was this summer, earlier in the summer. Oh. I believe it was either May or June.
What happened?
It was a couple blocks down. Apparently, the couple had they had some appliances installed the day before. And during the morning when I was getting ready for work, I felt this huge vibration and I heard this huge sound.
Yeah.
And we were a few blocks away. I heard even people out in like Camden, this is Gloucester County.
Yeah.
They felt it that far.
All right. So was anybody killed in it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
See, that is what's so scary.
That's it.
And people could be home.
Yes, absolutely. And quite statistically, the odds are they will be home. But in this case, so they were having appliances installed, and that's what they believe was the cause of the gas leak?
Right. It's still under investigation, I believe, to pave out the final reason why it exploded. But, yeah, unfortunately, the house was completely flat.
That's why you got to get people to know what they're doing with that stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
That, to me, you know, of all the things... Like, I'm doing a couple of do-it-yourself home stuff, like, you know, fixing a shelf for that. Yeah. But ain't no way I'm going near any of that stuff.
Hey, Lisa, so as Casey was asking earlier this morning with a blast like this, where a house is leveled and you were a few blocks away, where all was debris found? How far away did they find stuff?
I mean, all the houses on that block the families had to be moved. I believe they recently were able to return home. All their windows exploded also, I guess, from the vibration and the intensity.
Yeah.
So they essentially became homeless as well. At my house, the way it's about, I want to say about three blocks away, but I can feel I thought it was in my house, to be honest.
I'll bet.
My hot water heater or something like that blew up in the basement because of vibration. I just started like running around the house to see what happened.
Yeah.
And then when I came out, I saw neighbors out too. And then I saw emergency, the police and the fire department. Everybody was just like cruising down my block and it's not even busy development.
Wow.
So, what about debris? Did any of the house debris end up in your property?
It didn't make it that far, but on the other side, I guess the explosion blew debris on the opposite side. There was everything on the power lines. There was like insulation.
There's stuff that is just a medical issue that you have to deal with as well.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Lisa. That's wild, man. Let me go to. Hang on. Ben lived in a row home and something happened. Hey, Ben. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Hey. What's your story, man?
So, down the Frankfurt section, we have 95 entrance in Frankfurt.
Okay.
On Milner Street, there was a house that blew up. And, I mean, we heard it blocks away.
Yep.
And I ran over, and I look over, and I see, I thought it was a breezeway because I didn't know the street. There was a house that blew up. And then I hear the people, the neighbors say, oh, my God, the women in the next house next door. It blew up and knocked the wall down onto them. So I ran into the house. I carried a bunch of us went in. The bricks were still falling. There's fire all over us. I carried one of the women out. And her blood was, like, all over my coat.
Ben, that's amazing.
Wow.
God bless you for doing that. So you say, it when you got there, you thought there was a breezeway, and that's actually where the house had been that blew up?
Oh, yeah. It was just a row house. Just a row home.
Jeez.
It was like a breezeway. It was just the whole house just completely sank.
Oh, my God.
It was a fire hydrant that was leaking, and it was, like, the neighbors were complaining about the gas smell. And the gas department like never came out for days and days and days, and finally it just blew up.
So how many people were in the trapped in that house that you rescued the woman from?
I'm sorry.
You pulled the woman out of the house. How many other people were in that house?
It was the two old ladies that were in there.
Okay. Jesus.
Wow, man.
Well, that the amazing that you did. Thanks, that, man. That's awesome.
Appreciate it, man. I guess those firewalls must do their job between.
Right.
Between row homes.
See, row homes are so classically, wonderfully Philadelphia, and some areas they just look wonderful.
Yeah.
But you can take every precaution in the world. But if your buddy next door is trying to melt plastic forks on his hot plate, you don't know what's going on, and you're subject to whatever they do or fail to do.
I'm going to go to this call. We have a captain of a fire department. I don't have the name here. It says Captain Mad. .. Yeah. So I don't know who it might be. Hi, you're on the air, Captain.
This is Captain Madonna. It's actually the Upper Darby Police Department.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you wanted to share something with us?
Yeah, one of our officers this past Saturday was off duty driving through a house in a neighboring town, or through a neighborhood in a neighboring township, and sees a house completely engulfed, gets out of his car, runs to the house. Woman and her child on the roof. She drops the child down to the officer.
Whoa.
She herself hangs down and jumps into the officer's arm.
Wow, it's amazing.
Who was it?
Officer Mike DeHoratius is his name, and deserves a lot of credit for getting involved off duty.
So, Captain Madonna, and this is the case. And I was watching a documentary about fires and firefighters and police officers. And quite often, because firefighters don't drive around town looking for fires, police officers are on patrol. So they're more likely to encounter a fire, that hasn't been called in yet. And so a lot of times they're first on the scene. So, is there a modicum of fire training that your average police officer goes through as well?
Yeah, we do get some. I don't want to over-exaggerate.
Yeah.
We get a little bit. I think the biggest thing for cops to remember when I pull to a fire scene is park away from the house.
Yes.
Because what happens is this fire apparatus tries to get down the street. They're trying to get to the house, and there's a police car parked right in front of it. So the important thing is, if we do get there first, we want to help people, but you got to remember to get away so the fire...
Yeah. And that's good advice for anybody. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Keep the area clear.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Captain. Give the officer our best, okay?
You got it. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Wow, man. A lot of... A lot of activity over the weekend.
You didn't do a damn thing.
Well, I saw a fire.
I know. I'm kidding.
But
you should, honestly, because in that case, you wonder. So I go in, and I'm going to try to help, and then I pass out. And then I've added another thing. Then I'm a problem.
Look at me. I'm a problem here.
And you have like a five-year-old dragging you out.
Right.
Got you, mister.
That's how it would happen.
Oh, no.
Man.
And you're the front page of the paper.
Wow. Okay, well,
elderly woman saves broadcaster.
Thankfully, in this particular story with the house exploding that everybody heard all over the place, no reported injuries or fatalities. So that's one good thing.
They're lucky.
But that is a 9,000 square foot home, over $3 million that's been asked for. It's a big house, and the whole thing is just boom, just gone.
My guess is price is coming down.
Oh, wow. Stop it.
It looks like it was made out of stone, too, from the pictures that I saw.
They said 75% of the house is gone.
Well, they were renovating, not to say, hey, it worked out. Insurance will cover it. It's clear that they have a facility on the grounds that they're staying in right now. So hopefully, thankfully, nobody was hurt, and they can, get everything back up and running. But man, for you to where you were, to feel it to the level that you felt it, think a car had collided with your house is mind-blowing.
Do you think the road is closed? Because I'd really like to drive past it and see what it's like now.
Good question.
The Brady Bunch house.
I got to believe they're going to be working on that for a while. But
we have a fire helmet you can put on.
Okay. That should Preston. Take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And a lab coat.
That would have been a great episode of the Brady Bunch. If they're
with the house exploded.
Peter, do you smell something? And then about a week later, Alice comes in.
Do you have the ending sound?
Oh, God, somewhere.
Peter, Bobby, do you smell something? I smell that? Smell something?
That's the end of the episode right there. I'm sorry. One more time, if you wouldn't mind.
That was a great bake sale, wasn't it, kids? Let's go inside. Bobby, Cindy, do you smell something?
Thankfully, no one was hurt.
Yes, no one was hurt
in the explosion. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. We have some guests on the program today. Tracy Davidson is stopping by here shortly. She's got an award for Kathy Romano.
An Academy Award.
Well, maybe some performance Academy. As a hooker. I don't know what Academy, but maybe.
Yes.
Maybe. And we also have an announcement coming up next, as well as a bizarre file. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, podcasters, we have set aside some passes for the Preston and Steve screening of Overlord at the UA King of Prussia on Wednesday, November 7th, just for you. So if you can go to the movie this Wednesday, you have to be there by 7 p.m., send an email right now with your name, age, and phone number to podcast@WMMR.com. Good luck, and thank you for listening.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. We are going to do three things. We're going to make an announcement, we're going to do the bizarre file, and then we're going to chat with a friend who's got a presentation. Let's do the announcement first, please. It is a yearly tradition, one that's been going on for a while, and we're proud to announce it once again. And this time, this particular soiree is going to be happening on Friday, November 16th, and it is the official Totally Office Calendar Release Party! Once again, we have gathered to give away this calendar 100% free of charge to you, our dear close personal friends and listeners of the Preston and Steve Show on WMMR.
How do we still manage to give it away for free? We do.
Well, we do. And the event is going to be Friday, November 16th at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly from 7 till 10. You can meet this year's Calendar Girls calendar shot at Kathy's friend's Robin's apartment.
You can thank Orange Cryo.
Orange Cryo. He's the owner of Orange Cryo and Guppies.
Yes.
But he's got one of the sexiest apartments in the city.
Yeah.
And
when there's not 40 guys having a bachelor party there.
But we cleaned.
Hey, listen, don't worry. We can give him crap for that.
Our OSBX guys cleaned up the place, and they photographed the calendar there, and now it is ready for you to pick up for free. And we will be there, the entire Preston and Steve Show, and you can be the first to get your calendar. It is one calendar per person. If you want more, you got to bring those people with you that want them, all right?
That's right. Yep.
And apparently the bachelor party does listen to the show. We have not heard from them, but I hope they come out to the calendar release party.
Yeah.
They were
might
part
as well.
Of it.
They were part of the process. Yeah. And by the way, seeing the rough draft of the calendar put together, it's stellar. It came out great.
Good. Yeah. We also want to thank a few people for the shoot, and that is thanks to OSBX, Orange Cryo, and Guppy's Good Times. That's the official name of that, Guppy's Good Times?
It is, yes.
All right, in Conshohocken and South Philly providing lunch. Panera Bread have provided breakfast for the shoot. Hair by Tori from Gravity Hair Salon. We love Ooh. Tori. And makeup by Victoria from Beauty C by Victoria.
She's great, too.
She is the best. So thank you to everybody involved with that. And if you want the details, you can get the information. Click on events at WMMR.com for complete details. But make a note of that. Friday, November 16th from 7 to 10 p.m. And you just show up. And that's all ages, by the way, because they're a restaurant bar. And you can bring everybody out and be a part of it. Have a bite to eat, couple of beers, and then get in line and get the calendars.
Don't. Eat in anticipation of indulging on the crab fries. That's what I do.
Plenty. So we look forward to seeing you. All right, let's do the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
And it's brought to you by Heritage Business Systems. The document imaging equipment solution is Heritage Business Systems. Service, satisfaction, reliability. That's Heritage Business Systems, your authorized Canon copier dealer. We'll start with this. Police in Tennessee say a partially naked woman fell twice through a restaurant ceiling and landed in its kitchen.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I love it when people fall through drop ceilings. 26-year-old Harley Morton was arrested Tuesday on charges including trespass and disorderly conduct. A police report says that a cookout employee called 911 when a half-naked Morton fell halfway through the ceiling, pulled herself back up, and began running around overhead. It says that a responding officer searching for Morton found a wallet with her ID on the restaurant floor. Police say that she may have entered the ceiling through the air conditioning unit. She fell through the ceiling again while the officer was on the roof.
What exactly was her master plan? To rob the place or just to hide?
We don't know at this point.
Just to fall through the roof.
She landed on the floor and was arrested by other officers. It is unclear if she has a lawyer or not. A Florida doctor is facing losing his license to practice medicine after he mistakenly removed a perfectly healthy kidney from a back surgery patient because he thought it was a cancerous mass.
He just guessed?
He thought that the kidney was a cancerous mass.
Or just your organ.
He didn't think it had cancer on it. He thought the whole kidney was a cancerous mass.
What's this purple thing?
Maureen Pacheco had entered Wellington Regional Medical Center to get bones.
Dude, you had two huge sacks behind your rib cage.
I had to take one out.
Had to take them out.
To get bones in her lower back fused following a car accident.
This thing was sputtering away, pumping and pumping and pumping.
When she woke up from surgery, she found out that an assisting surgeon had removed one of her kidneys while she was under sedation, giving her no choice in the matter. The report states that Pacheco first met with Dr. Raymond Vasquez shortly before the operation, with Vasquez only scheduled to make the initial incision as orthopedic surgeon stood by to do the back surgery.
And your penis was missing, so I attached one.
After opening Pacheco up, Vasquez identified one of her kidneys as what he thought was a cancerous mass.
Wow.
And removed it, only to discover afterward that he had removed a vital organ.
That's a substandard doctor.
The report states that two MRIs were performed prior to surgery that clearly showed the kidney was in Pacheco's pelvic region. However, Vasquez failed to review the MRI.
Mm-hmm.
Vasquez's medical career is now imperiled as the former chief of surgery at Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center is facing a state medical board inquiry that could result in anything from a fine to having his medical license pulled.
At least a stiff talking to.
While Pacheco's primary surgeons settled with their patient for $250,000 apiece, Vasquez settled for an undisclosed amount.
Can you imagine that?
A mother was left with one farting boob after the boob. Yeah, I'll explain.
Wait, what?
It's a farting boob.
Would she go to that same doctor in the other story?
After the boob job her ex-boyfriend suggested she had went wrong. Emily Nolan had breast implants put in when she was 23 years old to please her boyfriend at the time, who told her that real women have boobs.
That's a very good boyfriend.
At the time, Emily wasn't overly happy about going under the knife for the procedure, but she wanted to do it to make her boyfriend happy. Now, 32 years old, Emily tolerated years of pain in her shoulders and neck as a result of her 36 double D boobs, as well as dealing with embarrassing fart-like noises coming out from them whenever she raised her arms. Yeah. Excuse me, ma'am, you have a question? When she met her now husband, Matt, she began to consider having her implants removed.
Taxi!
Emily had...
Emily, what am I, babe? 200. Damn it.
Emily had her removal surgery in September 2016.
I'm thinking of all the situations you could raise your hand. Yeah.
And since then has been...
Y-M-C-A.
In September 2016, since then has been pain and fart noise free, as well as being able to breastfeed her son, Oliver.
I would get boyfriend free.
She said, I was a professional model at 16 years old for 8 years until I decided to have my implants removed and pursue a healthier relationship with my body. I had a lot of pain in my shoulders and neck from the weight of the breast during exercise. Also, whenever I'd lift my arms to, say, hug a friend, the implants would make an awful, not to mention embarrassing, fart noise.
Putting on a shirt.
She said, you could hear the noise every time I raise my arms, which is truly the straw that broke the camel's back for me. Emily was left with a small hole under one of her boobs, which could have been the cause of the farting noises. As she got older, she worried about how her implants would leave her at risk for infection. So she got it taken care of.
Yes, okay. Patch that sucker up and get did she get rid of the boyfriend?
Yeah, she got she's married now.
Yeah. That's good. Move on with your life and get rid of that dead weight.
One last story, and then we'll welcome a guest. An American Airlines employee fell asleep in a cargo hold of a Boeing 737 in Kansas City, Missouri, and when he emerged about an hour later, he was in Chicago. The employee, who wasn't identified, but who the airline said works for its Piedmont Airlines subsidiary, was intoxicated, is according to a source with direct knowledge of the incident.
That's great.
American said that the man inadvertently fell asleep in the forward cargo hold on Saturday morning. He was still inside when the jet took off. The guy is lucky. The cargo hold was heated and pressurized. And the man wasn't injured. He would have died.
Some of them are not, right? There are some compartments where they're...
Yeah.
They're just not.
Yeah. So he would have died had that been the case.
Well, that would have sucked.
Apparently, he did not request any medical attention upon the arrival in Chicago. And the statement said, we are grateful that he
did dish pizza.
That he did not sustain any injuries. The man wasn't charged, and he later flew back to Kansas City on another American flight. And everybody was okay. Everything was all right. And there you go. That's what we have in the Bizarre File this morning.
Oh, boy.
Our next guest is here, and we're excited to see what this is all about because we've just heard the slight of specifics, but she comes with an award, which is cool. And she's a longtime friend of the show. In fact, she saved my ass one time, which is pretty awesome.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely. Please welcome from NBC 10 our very good friend, Tracy Davidson.
Yay!
Is here this morning.
That was a long time ago.
We were back in media, and that had to have been, well, Rochelle was pregnant, so that was roughly 18 years ago.
Wow. This was the moving company, right?
Yeah.
Wow. And what happened?
So we were moving to our home from an apartment, and the moving company had said that there was an issue with the payment and that they needed right now this money in a cashier's check or cash, or they were going to take our stuff and
hold it hostage.
And they were going to hold it hostage, and they were going to charge me extra for storage if we didn't pay them right then and there. And I told the guys on the on the show, we talked about it on the air. And they're like, you need to talk to somebody about this. And did we contact you or did you? I don't remember how it happened.
I don't remember.
But Tracy, who was doing consumer protection stuff at the time, said, well, let me look into this for you. And I remember you calling me. She's like, oh, this goes way deeper than just you guys. She's like, I did some research and this guy's been ripping off people for years.
Wow. Same scam.
Put him out of business. Class action lawsuit. Yeah. All this stuff. So that was because of this woman right here. Tracy Davidson.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. So,
nice to see.
Can I move along with this?
Please.
We're very
yes.
excited.
Yeah.
So, every year, Mainline Today magazine recognizes about 20 women who are visionaries, who are leaders, who give back to their community.
And then the second 20, which don't do that much.
And this year, Kathy is among those 20.
Wow.
And sadly, she could not be at the lunch 2 weeks ago where we celebrated all of these women. You were in England.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And so Kathy reached out and she said, can you just grab this for me? So I was so thrilled. And so I bring it by to give it to her. Mainline Today, Women on the Move recognition.
And in the magazine and in the program, there's a little write-up about our Kathy. Talks about how she started her career at NBC 10. And then do you guys know what she said about you?
No. Huh? No, we have not.
Because you're all looking at me like, yeah, we've not seen this. Here we go.
We assume it's not good.
She said, we kind of clicked at the beginning about her relationship with her co-host. There was chemistry between all of us. And then she goes on to say, they can be goofy and childlike, but then I can join in on it. She goes on to say, I can also tell them enough is enough when it's time to move on. But seriously, we want to congratulate you. I do this event every year. And congratulations. It's a big deal.
Well, thank you very much. And I appreciate you.
Oh, wow.
I appreciate you getting this award for me. I really do. I was bummed that I couldn't make it.
I know you were.
And they said, do you want to send anybody, you know, on your behalf? And I knew that you were going to be there. So thank you so much.
Kathy does a lot of charity stuff. And
she does.
Plugged into a lot of different things. So this is very cool. Did you have any idea you were getting this?
They contacted me, okay. And we did a photo shoot for it. And I knew from the very beginning that I couldn't go to the luncheon because we had been planning the trip to London.
Beautiful photo right here in the program. And I'll give this to you. And then there's also beautiful photos and the write-up in the magazine itself.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Look, the awards pretty
yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, right?
It's
yeah.
clean. Here, she likes it clean.
I love clean awards.
Kathy, there are some fingerprints
on here. I was just
going to
say, those would be my fingerprints. Sorry about that, Kath.
So, Tracy, were you receiving an award as well that same day?
No, you know what? This is an event that I do every year because I get to have a sort of a fireside chat with whoever the keynote speaker is. And this year, it was Lisa Thomas-Laurie.
Oh,
so that was a conversation to have, you know, two TV gals sitting around talking about where we started, and she has really a remarkable story to tell that she's just written a book about overcoming her ailments.
Yes, yeah.
She came, we had her on.
In
the studio. Yeah, she talked about it. Yeah,
she's terrific.
Tracy hosts the event every year.
Okay, that's cool.
Because it really raises women up, women who really deserve recognition. They could be doctors, they can be authors, they can be heads of charities that
you
are
don't
really
have
making
to be
a difference.
Like a media person, all walks of life. All different efforts are acknowledged.
Correct.
That's great. That's awesome.
A person on a show who plays fart effects every day.
Kathy.
You know,
certainly. Kathy's got the fart button right there.
Tracy, do you choose the women, or is it a panel of people, or do you just host it? Or?
I do not. I just host it. Here's what it is. It's Mainline Today Magazine's, their editorial staff.
Yeah, we love those guys.
They choose every year. And really, every time you hear, when you go to the luncheon and you hear these women's stories, you think, oh my gosh, I've been sitting on my hands.
I'm a loser.
I am a loser. I better get moving.
You're right. Absolutely. How's everybody Vide doing?
Everybody's great. We just moved into our new location at the Comcast.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about it, and you're saying, like, it's a mind blower.
Oh, it is a mind blower. You guys will all have to come. It's beautiful.
So
it's
stunning. What's in the old digs? Is that?
Nothing right now.
Nothing.
Some of our trucks are working out of there, but nothing right now. We're all in the new space, and all super happy about it.
You guys got to be happy. We always love visiting right over here because we could literally walk to NBC 10 from here. But it was getting a little bit ragged, so being in a new facility is going to be
better
cool.
Days.
Yeah. Well, now you have an ultra high tech setup.
Yeah,
that's what we hear.
It is so high tech. I mean, it's state of the art.
Yeah.
Have you been all the way upstairs to the Four Seasons yet?
I have not been all the way up there.
Okay.
I think my security clearance does not allow me to get up that far.
Open yet, but I'm very...
We were invited, weren't we?
They had a soft opening, yeah, and we were invited, and we'll hopefully get a behind-the-scenes tour. I mean, I love seeing brand-new skyscrapers in the city, and the fact that you guys are down there is fantastic.
You need to come. We also have a two-level, it's called the Marketplace, which is our... You can't even call it a cafeteria because it's not a cafeteria. It's where everyone eats and looks out at these beautiful windows and all this food is incredible. And then the fitness center, which is on the 44th floor. Imagine doing that cardio. I'll be there all day long. Because those views are pretty sweet.
Jeez, that's awesome.
Well, yeah, you
we're looking at
come.
Some of the,
really
the computer renderings. Yeah.
You mentioned, though, that this building has windows. The old building, if you were in the newsroom or the studio, you can't. There's
you couldn't
no
see
windows.
Out. You couldn't see out. You could only see live video of outside to know what it was doing outside. Now we have windows. It's floor to ceiling windows. It's beautiful. It's
awesome. You know, that building sent us, there's a new cafe in there, and they sent us carrot cake last week, and we never got a chance to try it.
Wait, whoa.
It's called the Vernick, and it's open to the public. It's on the first floor.
Okay. Carrot cake came into this building, and
I was not aware.
Made it to you.
I think honestly, it was the day that we left for London or something like that, so the timing on it wasn't great, so we'll have to get more carrot cake.
You guys decide when you want to come. Our team team will host your team.
All right. Thank you.
Also, congratulations,
totally,
Kathy.
Totally.
You'd love to be there.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's wonderful to see you, Tracy.
Always great to
here.
See you guys.
And
looking
you're
forward to camp out.
Yeah,
yeah, looking forward to it.
Awesome.
We're having
looking
some serious meetings this week to get ready for it. Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Tracy Davidson, NBC 10. And Kathy Romano,
oh
a mainline woman on the move. Look at her go. It's amazing.
The crowd loves her.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back in just a moment or two. Still to join us, Bernard Hopkins, championship boxer, is going to be stopping by today along with our friend Mark Salen. Big Brother's Big Sister fashion touchdown is going on tonight. And actor John C. McGinley is going to be on the program. Back in a moment. Stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Ghost. Bad Wolves. The Struts.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
So, Steve, you ought to make mention of what you want to say earlier.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Yes, if you go to PresidentSteve.com or MaxFund.com, but the link is easy to get to on PresidentSteve.com, Arm & Hammer, our friends at Arm & Hammer, who make the kitty litter that my wife and I swear by with nine cats, you can understand why it's called Slide, they have a video. It's a rap video. It's kind of cute. It's fun. And the guy's a big cat lover. And if you watch the video and they get enough hits on this video, they're going to donate $10,000 to Max Fund,
that's
which will
awesome.
Go
really?
Towards the care and concerns of feral and homeless cats in the Philadelphia and Delaware Valley area. And it's a wonderful gesture on their part. Mike over at Arm & Hammer is a big listener of the show and made the offer, and it's fantastic. So all you have to do is just watch the video, and then if you can send it out and have other people watch it as many times as you want, get the numbers up to a respectable level. And, they'll make the donation. So we're very excited that they would do it. It was very generous on their part to do it. And the name of the kitty litter, by the way, that everyone keeps asking, I use and swear by, we use, is called Slide. And it's the subject of this video.
Cool.
Thanks for asking, Preston.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, so we mentioned earlier the house explosion in Gladwin. There was a fire that I came across, a house fire in Skipack. There was a guy who called in earlier, a police chief, who was saying that they had to rescue somebody from a fire. And on Friday night, I totally forgot about this. You guys... There were tornado warnings.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Rochelle woke me up
yes.
at like 11:30 and was like, hey, we got to go to the basement. There's a tornado coming.
Did anything ever touch down?
I didn't hear
no.
of it, but I didn't read any stories, but I was, we were out having lunch later on Saturday and heard the people in the booth behind us talking about it as well.
Yeah, there was some damage that was done. Case, I don't know if it ever actually touched down or not, but they were warnings. Like, they were, it wasn't like this might be coming. It was take shelter. That's what the warnings were that were coming. I was watching TV and it stopped the show.
Twice, right?
No, ours was like four or five times.
Okay. Really?
It kept coming over. Yeah.
It stopped what show?
Just whatever.
Oh, oh, whatever you were watching.
Whatever I was watching, it interrupted it.
It was Friday.
Yeah. It was Friday.
Oh my God.
It even cuts into Netflix, by the way, because I was watching.
That's what
did
I was,
it?
Yes,
I was
me
watching.
Too.
It cut into Netflix.
It cuts into Netflix.
Yeah.
Too.
Wow.
And it played over a couple of times, and I got annoyed the second time because I had known at this point that Delaware County wasn't in the troubled zone.
Yeah.
I was like, come on. And
well, that's why it kept coming over for me, different portions of the area, so I would get it each time.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But there was something that came through that it wasn't a tornado. I can't remember what they call that, but
like a microburst.
Is a microburst just like a straight wind? It's not like a swirling wind.
It is a very concentrated, very specific area.
I saw that. A microburst is a very violent down thrust. So I know the one you're talking about, Case. This is a little different.
But, Casey, I think I saw the same warning as you that said something along the lines of straight line winds or...
That might have been it.
Something along those lines that I'd never heard of before.
Where the hell was I?
I don't know, but my sister down the street from her house, something flew into the wire and she lost power.
And then
media.
There was a lot of damage overnight.
Well, Baltimore had a tornado. Did you see that?
No.
And, part of the Amazon building was taken out, like a wall.
Two people died.
What?
Yeah, two people were killed.
Oh, my God.
Marissa found she has a screenshot of the radar. That's a nasty-looking storm, man.
I'm just glad that my kids were in bed at this point because my daughter, my oldest, has a fear of tornadoes. And I'm like, you don't have to worry. You don't live like in tornado areas or anything like that. So you don't have to worry about it. But she does have a fear of them.
I had, when I was a kid, I was terrified of the idea. And when bad storms would come in and we'd have to go down to the basement and stuff. Oh, it just scared me.
So you throw her down and tell her that there's every possibility that a tornado could hit in the area.
You could die.
It just doesn't happen as frequently.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but we had to go down into the basement. Me, of course, I had a few cocktails. I'm like, what?
I don't
want
to go downstairs. I don't go down. There's a kitty litter down there.
I lasted for about an hour and then I came back upstairs. But
you never quite take it fully seriously because of where we are, you know, and yet you realize that, yes, think about it. Over the past couple of years, we've seen, and the reporting on it has been a lot more.
Could be the finger of God.
Comprehensive,
I'm going to go to a caller. We have Ambrose on the line. I think it's Ambrose. Is that your name?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up, bud?
So I live in Saratoga, Pasco. Basically, what they were straight line winds that came through.
Okay.
So we were driving around Saturday morning. And if you go through, like, the Pottstown, Saratoga area where the golf course is and all that, you can see literally a straight line through the neighborhoods where they came through. They had swing sets upside down.
Wow.
People had gazebos in their front yard. They had trees on houses on the carports. It was crazy.
Yeah, Ambrose, so I remember about a year and a half ago when we were still in Manayunk, I remember us talking about it on air the day after, one of these straight line storms, these fronts came through. And I looked out the window, and it was the wildest thing I'd ever seen because you can literally see things just blowing laterally. You know, it's not like they're just whipping around. I mean, it was just this intense, destructive wind, and it lasted for about 2 or 3 minutes and then was over.
Wow.
Exactly what happened. Yeah, guys, real, real freaky.
Okay, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Have a good morning, guys.
You too. Well, but but Saturday, it led to like beautiful. Did you see those big billowy clouds?
It was wonderful. Yeah, so it was wonderful.
Yeah.
I love this. We need more regular autumn.
And then yesterday was great. Yeah, Saturday was a little breezy because we had two soccer games when we were outside, and the wind definitely affected the game and the way the ball was going when it was up in the air. But yesterday just was absolutely gorgeous out.
Yeah. So there were warnings and so on, but hopefully it didn't take too much damage.
Oh, my God!
Okay, can I go to this real
quick?
Because Josh, the fire that I came across was apparently Josh's dad's.
Okay.
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good. So this was the fire in Skipback?
Yeah, on Collegeville Road.
Yeah, I stumbled upon that thing.
Yeah, because, my dad, I found that out from my sister. She sent me pictures of everything. I was like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, what happened? It was a big fire.
It was a business? I thought it was a residential fire.
Yeah, that's, my dad said, well, how it started was his buddy's son works for him, and he was working on something in the garage and, like, cutting something, and there was either, like, bucket of oil or if it was gasoline, but it wasn't full or nothing. And so he made a spark, and that spark flew into whatever it was.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I leave all my buckets of gasoline out on the lawn.
Yeah,
but it was a shop, so you never know. How bad was the damage, Josh? It looked total to me.
Oh, there was a customer's car in there, and his buddy's car, and there was his buddy's car as well in there. Oh,
man. Now it's one big car.
Right.
It's one big, unique-looking car.
But listen, nobody was hurt, though, Josh, right?
No, well, luckily, nobody was hurt.
Well, thank God.
My sister messaged me that night when I was working. I was like, I got to go check on my dad, see how he's doing.
Imagine you survived the tornado of Skipback only to...
Right?
And then you miss out completely on the explosion.
Because that was Saturday.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, wow. Saturday.
Sorry to hear about that, Josh, but... luckily, nobody was hurt. All right.
No, well, thank you.
All right, appreciate the heads up.
Keep an eye out for locusts today.
All right, I have some other things to
get to.
What
do you mean? What are you trying to say?
I don't know. What do you want to call it? You want to call it the noticer?
It's time for the noticer. He's back. The obvious go-to when you start to notice things and don't know quite how to classify them.
Well, I notice this. I'm curious if Kathy noticed this.
Ooh.
The noticer wants to notice if Kathy noticed something, and she's an award winner.
Yeah. Target released its Black Friday deals.
Oh, yeah. I already have written down what I'm going to get.
But do you know about the new service that they're going to be
offering? We talked about it last week.
The drive-up?
Uh-uh.
Oh, what?
No. Ooh,
then we didn't.
No. This is apparently, and I'm not sure about locations where they're
going
to do this.
What's going on?
I'm so excited.
They're offering something new called Skip the Line Checkout.
My nipples are hard.
Skip the Line Checkout?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. So what is this? Mm-hmm. How do you do it?
Mm, okay. So you do want to know.
Somebody's ears just pricked up.
Yeah. I will say, I will pay attention and I will listen to this, but I have to say my Target in Plymouth meeting rarely has a line. Whether it's holiday season or not, they do an excellent job with filtering people through quickly, and the majority of their checkout lines are opened.
They're excellent with that. So right here in Plymouth meeting, too, there's about 59 checkout stands, and there's like 9 levels of them, and so you can get through pretty quickly. And but continue.
I'm sorry, Kat. Do they have self-checkout at your Target?
Yeah, well, they're redoing that Target. If you guys remember a while back, we talked about it. And they always did have self-checkout, but now there's more lines.
My nipples are hard.
This is great. My nipples are hard.
Tell me.
All right, so skip the line.
Us. Come on.
Skip the line checkout. Team members simply scan any item in a guest basket or shopping cart and accept payment by credit card on the spot anywhere in the store. So they're going to be all over the place.
They just wander around.
So you know what? I did hear about this, but I thought that this was just on Black Friday. Is this through the whole holiday season?
It says during peak events like Black Friday, Target says team members will be located in the busiest areas of the store, like the electronics. And so you won't have to wait in. You may have to wait in line for a couple. I mean, listen, they're going to have extra people working. You don't have to actually get to the cash register to pay for it.
No, I would imagine that you can't go with like a big giant cart full, like maybe if you're just purchasing a TV or something like that.
Well,
and I did read that they're going to kind of roam around the store and, like you said, be in certain sections, but it's not going to be like a line in the middle of the store. I think they're going to try to avoid that.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought
you want that stuff checked out?
Yeah, right.
I'll do it for you.
He's hiding in aisle 12.
Hey, psst, come here. You want that stuff checked out? I can do it for you right now.
I thought that might sound a little, you know, convenient.
Definitely,
for you.
Definitely, yeah.
If you are having a problem with the lines.
Do you guys remember that commercial maybe 5-6 years ago where the premise of the commercial was the guy had an overcoat on and he was loading all sorts of stuff into his coat, looked like he was shoplifting?
Right.
And then he walked through like a scanning thing where every item that was in his coat was scanned and then he paid for it. He wasn't shoplifting at all. Do you think we'll ever get to that
level? Nick, so the Amazon stores, some of the brick and mortar stores operate without sales clerks, and you go
at
in.
All.
Yes.
What happens if you have a problem?
When you go in, I forget how it's done, but you go in, you take the products that you want, and as you leave, it knows what you've taken, and it bills your Amazon.
That's
account.
Cool and creepy. Yeah.
Yes. It's like Minority Report.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, to that level. In this case, Preston, for Target, if you're doing that and you're checked out like 3 levels in, and as you go out, what does that do as you're departing through the doors? Because they're still going to check receipts, right?
Don't know.
I mean,
I don't know. And I mean, do they have security tags on some stuff? I would imagine those have to be removed for the bigger
items. The TVs and stuff, too, right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good question. Hopefully, they'd be able to remove them. I'm not big on the idea of not having a human being to be there to
oversee.
Yeah, or to see.
You don't want Skynet handling your transactions.
Yes, there's an issue, or if you get overcharged for something you legitimately didn't take out of there for.
Come this way
reason.
If you want to check that out.
Right.
Did you know too? They have sensors at Target anyway. They have sensors, I guess, at the bottom of the cashier area. So if you have like water or soda or like a bigger item under there. And they can't see it. The sensor will tell them that there's something under the cart.
Oh no,
that's cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we were in
just
London,
a heads up, there's some water under there.
Well, I always tell them first because I don't want them to think that I'm trying to steal the $3 case of water. And she told me I know that we have a sensor. I can see that it's
what's this over here, Bright Eyes?
Yeah.
When we were in London, I went to Tesco, which is like their supermarket or whatever, and they had more self checkouts.
Yeah.
At that store than I had ever seen anywhere. It was,
I think there was
probably like 20 of them.
There was one line with a human,
yes.
And most of them, I went to one as well, Case, and that's, everything there was self-checkout.
Okay.
It was also, you had to pay for bags, which I'd never.
It's like 10 pence or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyhow. 10 pence for that bag.
These are apparently going to be available. I don't know if it's in all Targets, but it sounds like it might be for Black Friday. So you won't.
The future's coming to Target.
Won't have to have an issue with that. All right. I have.
More from the noticer.
I noticed this thing. Actually, I noticed Nick noticed this.
Are we remaining in the retail realm?
No, we're not.
We're not.
We're going to Ducks.
We're going to Ducks.
Yeah. We're going to now.
Quack, quack.
We're going to swing left and go to Ducks. So in New York, a duck has been causing a lot of attention, and Nick had picked up on this on Thursday or Friday. It is a lone mandarin duck that has made its home among the drabber American cousins in Central Park, and no one can say how the duck, which is usually found in Asia, found its way to Manhattan. And it has become an overnight sensation. It is.
It took a left to Greenland.
It is a gorgeous animal, by
the way. It's magnificent.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it hasn't been either jumped on or cooked and eaten at this point.
Oh, jeez. It is so pretty, though.
And it says that it's been drawing more paparazzi than any other celebrity in town.
You just said something positive about a bird.
Well, I was going to say, this is the one type of bird that I could get into.
Wow. You can't get into bald eagles?
They're bald. So boring.
I mean, toupee eagles she loves.
Yeah.
And comb over eagles.
No, this is colorful.
Wow, this award has changed you.
Yeah. Not really. Just colorful birds.
So what's the latest? What I don't have is the latest on this, Nick. Is it still in and around Central Park?
I didn't see anything today, but I know that people were flocking to New York over the week. It was a gorgeous weekend in New York City as well. So people were all over Central Park.
Looking for the duck?
Well, no, it's visible. It's right in the in one of the ponds or, I guess, lake that they have in the
Ladies middle. And gentlemen, thank you for coming to see me today.
Yeah. It's become a bit of a
Mandarin duck. I'm a bit of an anomaly, but I thank you for all your kindness and warmth that the city has shown me. Quack, quack.
People were posting stuff on Instagram and whatever else, and it's become a something to spot.
Yeah. And I guess it's, birders are going crazy over the fact that it made it there, and nobody knows how it got there.
Birders in New York are funny, too, because they'll go to Central Park, and then they'll look at buildings where they can see peregrine falcons and hawks that have made their homes along skyscrapers.
Yes.
And so they'll set up these camps, and then they become the birds themselves become these weird celebrities.
Yeah.
But it's just funny to see nature in a place like Manhattan.
I feel like this thing was dropped there, that it didn't just kind of make its way there.
Yeah,
right.
Like somehow or another, somebody smuggled it in, and now it's they like when somebody will get rid of an alligator or a snake that they don't want.
And it's just stands out instantly in the pond. Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Did you guys see how many ducks Carson Wentz killed last week by any chance?
No.
All right, so Eagles were on a bye week, so he's an avid hunter, and so he went back to North Dakota with him and his buddies.
Brought his machine gun.
And well, essentially. And Mike Trout, the greatest baseball player in the world right now.
They're buddies, right?
They're buddies, and so he was out there, and they killed dozens of ducks and geese.
Huh.
Yeah, and they're just like, and, he's going to catch a lot of flack for it, but Press, there's a picture here in the studio.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10
hunters.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably got their limit each, but that's a lot.
He's unapologetic about it. I mean,
as long as you eat them.
Exactly.
I'm cool with that. I mean, it's, but if you, I have an issue of hunting for sport as opposed to hunting for the meat of
right.
it, because, that's.
If you're going to, yes, exactly. Yeah. If you use the meat and you do the deal and,
Yeah.
As the duck is passing away, you do that Avatar thing where I see you. And...
yeah, I used to bird hunt when I was a kid. I personally made a choice. I wasn't eating them. My dad would eat them, but
right.
I felt bad that I was doing this and I wasn't following through on it. So I quit. I never hunted again. But
yeah.
But I understand it.
What was the weapon that you used?
Hand
grenade.
No, hand grenade. Shotgun.
It has buckshot?
Yes.
Not buckshot. No, birdshot.
Birdshot.
Buckshot would destroy.
I'm not a hunter, obviously.
I got the bill.
Yeah, perfect. Clearly, right, I don't know my guns.
What's this, a foot?
Quack, quack.
Know what that is.
No, buckshot.
We have the duck in sight, and I'm calling it a strike at 2.2.
Buckshot per shell would probably have about 3 large lead, pellets, if you want to call them that. But birdshot, which we use like a number 9 or whatever, would have 60 or 70 small little ones. If you were to get hit personally with it, one might embed in your skin or could embed in your skin, but at a decent range wouldn't hurt you.
Isn't that what Dick Cheney shot the guy with?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was in the face, though.
Yes.
But that was in the face.
He shot the guy in the face.
Sorry, I shot you in the face.
So anyhow.
Yeah, really sorry I shot you in the face.
So they bagged a lot of fowl, man. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's good eating for those guys.
Sure. I've never had.
No, they threw him out of press.
No.
I've never had duck before. I don't
like it.
No.
Oh, I do.
You do?
I
know some people love it. I think it's too oily.
There's a big layer of fat on it.
Yeah, yeah.
No question. And the flavor is very, very pronounced. But I do like duck breast. So But anyhow, this one, I don't think anybody's going to shoot this thing, so it's interesting. All right, I have another thing that I noticed.
More from the noticer.
And I'm really curious as to what you guys think about this, because while I've never done it, it does seem to make some sense to me. When you get a hamburger, sometimes it can be a little bit messy and, you know, you get to end up with just stuff all over the place or the bun falls apart.
Sure, yeah.
So there's a guy named Grant Thompson, and he says what you should do is actually eat your hamburger upside down. And he says the top of the bun is...
Want the blood rush to your head?
No, it's not. You don't go upside down. You just turn the hamburger upside down.
I'm sorry. Totally destroyed that.
No. The bun, the top of the bun is wider, thicker, and sturdier than the bottom half.
It's true.
Plus, if it's not had to deal with the weight of the burger and its toppings for any length of time, before you flip it, it'll be a little more sturdy.
Okay.
And if you've had a burger where you put on, because there's still, even though you may drain a burger, there might be a little bit of grease on there, and it soaks into that thinner bottom and can make it thin, and all of a sudden it kind of starts to disintegrate.
Yes.
Correct. As well as if you put condiments on the top part, you know.
So it doesn't get pregnant.
So it does. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's condiments.
Well, you don't want diseases either.
But I never thought about eating a burger upside down.
I actually have once or twice because of that very reason, because it was a lot of mess to it. The thicker bun is going to be more resilient longer, the dome, as it were.
There's a new burger that was being advertised a lot on television yesterday. I think I can mention this fast food chain. It's the Burger King Philly burger. Have you seen this?
No.
I saw
that.
Okay, so it's a Philly cheesesteak burger.
Right, but it's served in a football helmet?
No. It was just being advertised during the football game. It has nothing to do with football itself. It's several patties. Looks good, also looks disgusting. I think I want to try.
Looks good, but looks disgusting.
Well, you know how, like, you go to Arby's and there's just so much freaking meat on there, and you're like, oh, this looks great. And then
a little too gluttonous?
Yeah, six bites, and then you want to throw up.
I got you.
That's kind of what this Burger King one looks like as well. The Philly Cheese King is what it's called.
Oh, we're seeing it right here, Nick. Okay, yes, I can see that.
I don't know.
That's Mac-ish in its... presentation.
Totally try it. I didn't know that it existed.
But this would be one to sample upside down because of the amount of stuff that's on there.
Yeah.
Flip it over and see how that goes.
Oh, well, you know, I did the flip over in London. They had a sort of like a loose meat burger that they offered in room service, and it had a lot on it. This is when we
loose meat sandwich.
Like in London. So I flipped it over, and it kept the integrity. Oh, it was me.
We actually ate. We ate at Five Guys while we were in London.
That's right. There's 50 of them right within a block.
I needed something quick to eat. We were starving. It was going to be a while before dinner, and we're walking back. Where can we eat quick? There's Five Guys. Let's go get it. And, dude, it tasted like I bought it here in the U.S. If you've ever had fast food in other countries before, sometimes it can be like, not quite the same.
The same, yeah.
This was spot on.
Well, they're called Five Blokes over there.
Five Blokes.
Yeah.
What was it? Were there a lot of Shake Shacks? Was that?
Yes. There was one directly across.
Right on the corner.
Okay, so my friend texted me. She said, I'm having a glass of wine at the Shake Shack, if you want to meet me.
That's wild.
Hey, they serve beer at the Shake Shack in King of Prussia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they probably serve wine.
By the way,
I'm not 100% sure, but I know they serve beer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Shake Shack is very good. Their stuff is good. There was, you know, the guy who had the two dogs in front of the hotel? I bought him a whole bunch of food from the Shake Shack.
Did you really?
I did,
For the dogs.
For the dogs. For him, too. Yeah.
You know what I think I'm going to do? You just inspired me, Steve.
Yeah? What?
Mentioning Shake Shack. Because Shake Shack has their own special sauce.
Yes,
like,
they do.
Like Shake Sauce, I think. Yep. It's called Shake Shack Sauce or something like that.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You tried to rush through it, and it's hard.
So I think I want to go on a tour of special sauces.
Oh. Oh, then you got to go to Freddy's.
The Husher wants a special sauce. Tour.
And try all the various special sauces that one can find.
Does it have to be a burger
because
sauce?
Five Guys has their own sauce too. Yeah, I think it would have to be burger sauce because then you get into like chicken wings and other things.
No, I don't want to do that.
Well, I'm just wondering because I have a Freddy's.
Chick-fil-A sauce is pretty awesome.
It is. I have a Freddy's steak burgers near me, and there's not many in this area. There's like two. One near me, and like one I think near Westchester, or whatever. And they have a fry sauce. It's like their special like. Fry sauce that they have.
Okay.
It, like, doesn't come in a packet, you know, but you can use it on your burger, but they call it fry sauce.
The guy just pull it out of his pocket?
Yeah. I might want to try a special sauce run. When we were in Heathrow and having breakfast, they had something on the table that was just called breakfast sauce.
Breakfast sauce.
Yeah. And it was reminiscent of steak sauce, I smelled some Worcestershire.
Yeah, I was going to say, you tasted it and knew exactly what it was.
It was good. I'd used it for my potatoes.
Couldn't help but notice you taking a whiff of the steaks. If you want to know the secret, it's Worcestershire.
Good Lord.
Preston, have you ever had Lizano sauce? I think it's Lizano.
No.
I got it in Central America 15, 16 years ago, and it's sort of like
a to the back room.
It's like a cross between A1 and...
Is it white and sticky?
Tamarind? No.
My name is Lozano, and I will make you my sauce right now.
Oh, Nick. Yes, we have this at my house. Oh. I just don't know what to do with it.
Okay, eggs.
Really?
Yeah, it's a good breakfast sauce.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, this is in our pantry, and I think my wife might have gotten it from her brother who lives in Colombia.
Okay, yeah.
South America.
I got it in Costa Rica, and it's really, really good.
Ooh.
But your description of the breakfast sauce reminded me of this a little bit. It's tart.
Sauces
tangy.
Have to go a long way. I tend to be more Spartan. For example, Five Guys, I go totally Spartan.
Or do you like
I don't know what that means.
I'll do a double quarter pounder with nothing on it, not even ketchup.
No cheese, nothing?
Nothing, yeah.
Nah, see, I like getting like mushrooms and A1 sauce on my Five Guys burgers.
That's good.
A1 is good, yeah. Mm. That's not like my normal go-to.
I got you.
By the way, Shake Shack,
yep.
Love their burgers, but I might as well eat them while I'm sitting on the toilet because that's how quickly they go through me.
Just for some particular reason?
Yeah.
You get the special sauce?
Dude, so...
He makes the special sauce.
I literally ate it one time. And I was driving home. I ate it by Helium. There's one right there.
Oh, no.
And I ate it.
Oh, no.
And I had to race. Oh, my God. I'm trying to get home. I was trying to get home.
Yeah.
And it was late. It was probably like 10, 11 o'clock at night.
I can make it.
And by the time I got to about Route 1 on 76, I was like, there's no way I'm going to make it. So let me get to the radio station. Quick.
Oh.
Stat, right?
Yeah.
Got to the radio station. Couldn't make it to the fourth floor. I had to dump by it outside next to the...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Did you take a dump?
You crapped outside of the building?
I had to.
How long ago was this?
This morning.
God.
Kathy,
it was either
that or in my pants. What do I do?
Sometimes I don't know.
Right? So I had to do it next to the...
Couldn't you at least pick a competing station?
Yeah. Well, no.
I mean, just so open to tell the story. It's amazing.
Oh, not right away. I had to wait a couple of years before the security footage was deleted, you know?
Hey, Kath! More FM's right over there.
Right. Well, Q102 is right down the street.
Q102 is down the street. Crap there.
Oh.
The story does get a little bit better.
That's funny.
How?
How could it?
How? But could you have imagined had he been stopped at another radio station simply because it was an emergency?
Yes.
Right.
Local broadcaster in a clear attempt.
Like a superintendent of a school.
Right. Exactly.
Right?
He would have been raised to heroic levels here.
Now, how does the story get better?
Okay, so this was on a Saturday night.
Saved a Mandarin duck.
No. So... I think I'm just going to end it there.
Well, No. You started down the path. What did you do?
It's got better.
We have a guest in the green room. I really got to go. All right. So,
just say it quietly so we can't hear.
All right, I'll just
whisper it. They're not listening.
So I had to
smear it on someone's car.
I had to leave it there in the grass.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it with me.
Right.
Oh, you didn't want to take it with you.
No. I couldn't. So what ended up...
You take your dog for a walk.
So,
I left it there.
All right. So, a little bit did end up in my underpants. So I had...
That was just like a bingo.
So, I had to put... Luckily, I had... Nobody can hear this, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So, luckily, I had all these T-shirts in the back of my car.
Did you fashion a makeshift underwear?
I literally wore a pink T-shirt as underwear on the drive home. Oh, no, it gets better. Okay. So then I'm on my way home and I'm thinking, there is like T-shirts and poop and all this stuff next to the building. All right. So I can't, like, if security goes and they see that on Monday, they're going to go, well, who pooped here.
And look at security.
They're going to look at security and they're going to see me like all ashamed, crouching next to my car. So on Monday, I came back to work with a giant trash bag and I had to like collect it all.
Oh my God.
And then throw it in the dumpster.
So he cleaned his spot.
Yeah, I cleaned my spot.
I hate you.
I hate me too, Kathy. When I got home.
And this was all because of what?
Freaking Shake Shack.
Oh, Shake Shack.
No, not Five Guys. Don't you talk
they're
bad
fine.
About it. Yeah, they're fine.
Where in the building was it?
On the loading dock.
You unloaded.
Yeah. I had to go. What's that?
Why didn't you come inside?
I couldn't make it.
I couldn't make it.
God.
Believe me, I'm not. This is not a proud moment here, Kathy. Yeah.
though you would assume it could have been a proud moment.
Yeah.
Takes a big man to admit it.
Yeah. Especially that you're wearing a pink T-shirt as underwear. Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad you came back. That's noble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't necessarily noble. It was self-preservation.
The last thing you wanted is that footage to end up. But what's worse, the footage of you doing it or the footage of you collecting it back up in the back?
They watched both, and they were like, okay, he came back and cleaned.
You know, we'll erase this.
Poor kid.
I think Bernard Hopkins just left.
Yeah.
Well, I would leave. He's punching himself in the face.
All right, so you should eat your hamburger upside down.
On the toilet.
That's what we got.
That's all I noticed. I didn't. That's it. I can't top that.
No, it ends there.
I will not be able
like
to.
Like a derailing train.
Right.
So nobody heard that, right?
Nobody heard that. All right. I want to give away some movie passes. We have a screening on Wednesday, and it is Overwatch.
No, it's Overlord.
Overlord. Overwatch is a video game.
Yes.
Oh, I don't have that.
Yeah, it's right here.
This is the J.J. Abrams zombie Nazi movie that is getting rave reviews, and, I mean, it's hardcore.
It will be Wednesday night, UA King of Prussia at 7:30. You will need to be there by 7, so let's take 7 callers in. 215-263-WMMR. It is on us. We'll set you up with that. We're going to take a break, come back in a second. As I mentioned, yes, Mr. Bernard Hopkins is here with our friend Marcus Allen, promoting Big Brothers Big Sisters Fashion Touchdown, which the details is tonight, by the way, and also actor John C. McGinley joining us.
Yes.
We'll be back in a second. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Do you want the most important purchase of your life to be based on your negotiating skills? Not the case at Steven Singer Jewelers. You are guaranteed to get the perfect price every day. They make the experience of buying an engagement ring easy with no BS. Check him out at the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, you know that I go to Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spas. Whether you want a rejuvenating massage or a refreshing facial, Hand and Stone is the place to go. Introductory massage or facial start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their over 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, thank you, Kathy. Still waiting for another half of our interview duo that we're going to have in here. So I got a couple things I can get to eat up some time and pass along some information to you. We made an announcement earlier this morning.
Yes.
And our Preston and Steve Totally Office calendar release party is officially in the books now. So we want you to make note of the date and come and join us because it will be on Friday, November 16th. Now, that's not too far off. I mean, today's the 5th.
Yeah.
So it's a week from, this coming Friday.
Yes.
That we're going to be doing this. So we're headed back to Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia.
We're just 21 days away, right, from the camp out?
From the camp out for Hunger. We're 3 weeks away from that. And we are less than 2 weeks away from our Totally Office calendar release party. So Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, 7 to 10. That's where we usually have it, and we're doing it once again. You can meet this year's calendar girls. We'll all be there, the entire Preston and Steve show. And you can be the first to get your calendar for free.
Yes.
Mind you, for free. One calendar per person. If you want more, you got to bring those friends along in order to get the calendar. If you need the details, you can click events at WMMR.com, and we have the complete details there. So, and it is all ages because it's a bar restaurant and they're open for business and
absolutely. And listen, this isn't a secret that it's an incredibly well attended event. So you want to make sure that you get there early.
Yep.
But the vibe is really great. The way they handled the line and the crowd management is really well done. And we managed to get everyone through. But Preston, you made the point earlier.
you have to get, it's a one per customer. Yep. So if you want to get other calendars, then you have other people there to get those calendars. But we can't give a pile of 10 to one person.
And over the years of doing it, we've found a way to make it a little more efficient and
yes.
things move a little more quickly.
So people get through.
So you don't have to wait and wait and wait and wait. So thanks to OSBX, Orange Cryo, Guppy's Good Times, and Conshohocken, and South Philly for providing lunch for the photo shoot, and Panera Bread, who gave breakfast, and Hair by Tori from Gravity Hair Salon, and Makeup by Victoria from Beauty by Victoria C. So that is in the books. And once again, that's Friday, November 16th. Come by.
And it's great to see everybody out at the event. Yeah. You know, it's yeah. a nice kickoff.
Also, the as you said, Steve, the Camp Out for Hunger, we have a countdown calendar here in
yeah.
the studio. 21 days before we're broadcasting live from the Xfinity Live parking lot. And Casey's grumbling, oh, my God, in the background just because we have a lot of work to do. We do a lot of preparation in anticipation for the event. So we need to really lock down and work so to get ready for it.
I literally start training. Like, I start, yeah. you know, I start changing the diet and everything just to make sure that I'm have enough energy.
I'm going to start practicing my drums.
Oh!
Oh, yeah!
Yes. It's usually the only time of year that I play, so I got to get back up.
Let me tell you something, mister.
I got to start warming up.
This year, guitar playing yes. Preston will make his debut. Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, if you do, I will play the gong.
Dude. Yeah. Okay.
All right? Yeah. All right. What are you going to play?
I don't know. It's right. the first I've heard of this. All I don't know.
Let's start off.
Like Limelight, maybe.
Yeah, let's get right on
Limelight.
No, I will. I'll pick something easy.
All right, and play it with one of the band. Play a couple of songs.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The old Preston band,
Over the Hills and Far Away, maybe something easy.
Eruption.
I'll do it with my mouth. Billy doo doo doo, billy billy doo, billy doo doo doo.
And I'll do the horn.
Show up a boogie cat and boogie goon.
Chicka ba 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 wee. Suddenly, your Ella Fitzgerald.
It is the Maxell tape commercial.
Yeah.
Zappa doo zappa zappa doo.
You
were saying?
Say this every year about the Camp Out for Hunger, and I really mean it this year. I have never been this far behind in preparation.
Okay. I see you. I hear what you're saying, and yet I can't help but think about you crapping outside.
I know.
Nothing you say matters.
I'm trying. Okay. I will be able to get past it.
Should we have a memorial out there? Should we?
I think so.
Yeah, we should.
I never want to walk near there.
A marker of sorts.
And what you're saying is all legitimate and valid, and I know you put a lot of work into it, but I'm just seeing you on your haunches outside.
Mm. God, is that all you wanted to? Something else?
You know, it's like, it's weird because sometimes you do things and you're like, okay, if I admit it, I'm going to feel a little bit better about it.
Not so much with this one.
No.
I would have kept my mouth shut if I crapped outside somewhere.
No. That would be international news.
Okay.
If Kathy was seen hunched over.
That's why I was so upset that I wasn't able to tell you guys about my summer vacation, because I crapped at the top of Mount Washington, and I never got to tell
but
you guys about
that. But that's understandable. You're removed from an actual bathroom facility.
Yeah.
The same way people will defecate up and down Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, but it was in front of high school students.
Well, you were the guest speaker.
You know,
you hadn't prepared a speech.
I'm sitting here and I hear, I'm hearing it, and all of a sudden he said, I did it in front of high school students, and I just shut my eyes. That's all I could do.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I waited for them to walk away.
It was junior high.
It was junior high. It was middle schoolers. Okay.
I blame you for this. You're the host, Preston.
What? What are you getting
Make
on me?
Make him stop.
Okay.
Well, she's all high and mighty now that she's won an award.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question. I'm going to ask this out loud. We have another interview coming up in about 8 minutes. So if we start talking to our current guest who's in the studio, it's only going to be for a second or two, and then we got to cut into this other interview.
I think this particular guest in the studio we want to spend a lot of time with.
Yeah, but here he comes. Here comes our other guest.
Right. Oh, my God. He's going to hurt me.
Oh, my God.
Strangling
Brad Hopkins
you.
Is taking swings at Nick. That all was right. interesting.
Well, let's start. And if we have all to right. pause, we'll pause.
Yeah, we'll
but
definitely
the,
do that.
The mission of this whole thing is too important to
yes.
give short shrift to.
So the Big Brothers, Big Sisters Fashion Touchdown event is tonight. It's at the Fillmore. It's an awesome event. And we want to welcome two gentlemen here in our studio. And they are here to promote it and to give you the details on how you can be on board. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our dear friend, Mr. Marcus Allen.
Yeah!
And
the champ, Bernard Hopkins!
Yeah, hey! Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Nice to good morning, Philadelphia.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Marcus, You heard what Casey was talking about.
Well, would you care to expand on that?
Came in and got scared.
Well, we need to find out where Casey took a dump. And I am going to start to eat my hamburgers differently after today's show.
Okay, you took it all in.
You were able to process that into a plus.
Before we get into Big Brothers Big Sisters, which we're always happy to hear about, because what a wonderful organization, and the work that Marcus and everybody that works with him does is amazing. But Bernard, you're going to be at the event tonight as well. Are you part of the fashion show? Are you going to be walking the runway?
I'm a part of everything.
Everything.
I'm a part of getting money for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Also, the fashion show.
Yeah.
I got my catwalk together. I fell a couple of times at home practicing. But you know, listen, retirement is fun. Yeah. But this is even funner, helping people and giving back.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank Marcus and everyone in that organization that thought of me to participate. And also have some goodies to auction off that I actually sweat and boxed in one fight in the ring.
That's awesome.
The auction.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. And I think also there's is there a Vegas trip involved with Bernard too? Yeah, with you?
It's the experience of Canelo fight. It's going to be in New York City. Marcus, it's going to be in New York City with Canelo.
Okay.
Who just came off a big victory with Triple G.
Yeah.
We're going to have that experience of, the winner or the bidders to come to ringside to get the experience, not only the fight night Saturday, but also the weigh-in, the press conference leading up to that. Like, say, Thursday, Friday, the weigh-in is Friday, the fight Saturday. So
the full
that
deal.
Experience will be a package auctioned by Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
And in addition to that, there will be a limo that's going to pick you up at your front door, take you to New York, right?
Wow.
And Bernard is also going to, we're going to find a ring in New York, and he's going to do some training with you just in case you need to get your skills
now,
right?
Now, that's going to be the experience.
Yeah, that's the real behind experience.
Wow. So, wait, they're going to be able to sit next to you ringside during the big
fight? Well, they'll be able to sit in that area because I'll be with my partner, Oscar De La Hoya, and all the CEOs from the company that's Golden Boy Promotion. But put it this way, they'll be there close enough to see punches and blood and hopefully nothing gets on their suits or dress, whoever's coming with the winners.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you about Oscar De La Hoya. You beat him in the ring in a big, big match. And, you guys are friends now. But do you ever remind him that you knocked him out?
Yeah, when deals need to be done. Hey, listen. Listen, Oscar, look at the deal. I think we should do it. And that right hand, boy, sometimes as much as I'm so vocal, I mean, I can just raise this up sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's just get quiet and deal gets done.
That's great.
But it's all fun. We got 16 plus years in now as partners. And he don't bring it up as much as I might bring it up. But he gave me my opportunity by fighting a superstar. Trinidad was a superstar, but Oscar was a different type of superstar.
Yes.
And that opened a lot of doors up for me.
Are you a partner in Golden Boy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, for 16 years. Yeah, we signed
That's
on.
So cool.
We
That's
signed great. On as partners day one.
Wow.
And a lot of people have moved on, and we still join from the hip. Again.
Bernard, I want to ask you, because I don't know which fight it was. I just remember seeing you. You were pretty much ringside. You were sitting in front of Marky Mark. You were sitting in front of Mark Wahlberg. And I just remember this vividly. I don't remember which
Canelo.
Fight.
It was Canelo.
Was it Canelo?
Yeah.
Because you kept standing up. You kept getting excited about the action in the
I
ring.
I stood up every second.
Every second. And I'm like, man, if I were Mark Wahlberg, I wouldn't say anything to Bernard Hopkins either.
But I knew who he was, but I forgot. Then I said, wait a minute. He's great at what he do, but I'm better at what I do. But it was really respectful. I got so excited. I get like that most of the time and when I'm watching on this level of the promoter.
All right, so obviously I know Canelo's the big name and he beat Triple G, and Triple G was like all the rage a little while ago. Besides Canelo, who do we need to look out for in that division, in that weight class?
Oh, you need to look out for the people that's the Cello twins.
Yeah, twins?
They're twins.
Uh-oh.
Two twin brothers. They are world champions. They're in Canelo's division, which is the division I made 20 defenses in 14 years ranging as a champion.
And they bring Cello
in the middleweight
into the
division.
Ring?
They bring a lot of Cello and Jello.
Cello and Jello.
You get hit by one of those punches. Jello but you know what?
Wow.
There's a lot of fighters on our end, but it's also a lot of fighters on other promoters. And boxing is in a good place right now. Canelo's going to be around for a long, long time. Theta Two Brothers, the Charlo twins, see?
Okay.
Mm. Right? Wow. And the thing about fighting twins, you don't know actually who beat you up until you see. until you actually, like, try to run a DNA blood and see the separation. But wow, other than these, that, I mean, can you imagine?
These guys are
I'm glad I retired.
Yeah.
And they are in my division.
Wow.
And you don't know if, you know, look, they got the same shorts. Like, how do you how do you actually?
Dude, okay. and they're both really good looking,
And they're
too,
both
man.
Really good looking, and they got salesmanship, promotional ship also.
Wow.
And they're good guys. Okay. They're really good guys. So watch out for them.
All right. Well, let's also take some time to talk about the charity itself and about the good work that you do and what it means to young men and women who are able to participate and be recipients of the charity. Could you explain that a bit?
Yeah, so this year's even our fifth year doing this, and even though there's a lot of celebrity and a lot of promotion around this event, ultimately our mission is to help at-risk kids reach their full potential. And we rebranded ourselves this year across the country, and our tagline is Defenders of Potential Together. And so what we want to do is we understand that we don't create potential in kids. We're here to help protect that potential. And so we're asking people who are coming to the event tonight to join us as we walk humbly alongside these kids to help them to navigate a lot of obstacles and challenges.
That's the worst thing in the world to think when you see sometimes, you know, that it may have just been one experience or one person extending a hand that could have saved a kid that ended up in trouble from getting into trouble.
Right.
And that's what you guys do. It's what the organization does.
And you know what, Marcus, I'm going to ask real quick. You're saying it's true. Everyone here, I believe I've ran into many times. Right.
Yeah.
And during interviews, I'm one of those kids that you know, went through some decisions and paid the price. And I'm here now knowing that I am the poster man for any child.
Right.
Or any person of any age that never give up.
Right.
Never let the towel on you, and you don't throw the towel in on yourself. And over 3,400 kids that we support, and it's grown. Marcus said a fifth year, yes, but this foundation and this drive and is connecting every year, getting bigger and bigger. And this is my first year.
Yeah.
This is my first year, and I'm excited. I'm here in the morning with y'all, and I've been promoting it, doing the things that I need to do to let people know that this is something that I am. Really, really, really deep.
You're proof positive.
Motivated
about
it and positive.
Well, and most success stories have someone that didn't give up on you. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and that's what you guys foster. That's what you want to have, a mentorship program.
Right. And it's going to be live stream too, right?
Right. It's going to be live stream. But, you know, sometimes when you say mentorship, some people, like, it's such a broad and general statement. Mm-hmm. And so what we're trying to educate the public around is that this is not just about being nice. This is an urgent thing that we have to do. Our kids, there's a mentoring gap that says 1 in 3 kids will not have a mentor by the age of 19. Right. And we know what happens to those kids who don't get mentors, or at least good mentors. They go and get bad mentors.
Right.
You know, the thugs on the corner, the drug dealers. Right. And so Bernard is a perfect example of understanding that none of us want to be judged on our worst day. And so what we want to make sure that we do is we put these caring, compassionate adults in the life of these kids and help them manage their failures. Because we know that when you have someone who advocates for you, that helps you to get access to opportunity and education, that changes your trajectory. And Bernard is like myself, like when you, it's hard to keep your mouth closed when you taste the truth.
Yeah.
And the truth is that our kids need all of our adults in this community to step up for them. And tonight's event, presenting sponsor Joe Marone Law Group, who's done a hell of a job helping us to elevate this event. We're expecting 1,000 people tonight.
Yes.
And I was just texting with Carson Wentz on Friday. I was just telling Kathy, and he said, hey, Marcus, I want to be involved, and he's going to do this auction item. So he and his wife want to take you and 4 of your friends to a private dinner at Del Frisco's.
Wow.
Right after the season, man. Right?
Where are you going to get that?
Where are you going to get that? His wife is walking in the fashion show tonight. We got a lot of Eagles that are walking tonight. We got Brandon Graham. We got Rodney McLeod, who's also a big in the program. We have Zach Ertz, the
arguably the best tight end in the league right now.
Yeah.
You know, so we got like 10 players. And we got Bernard Hopkins, right?
Yeah, Bernard Hopkins. You have Mike Jerick and Alex Holly are going to be there as well, right, running the event.
Absolutely, for the third year in a row.
Yeah.
They're always surprised when we ask them to come back. But they just do an amazing job for us. The venue itself, the Fillmore, is amazing because it has all the video and audio. So we're going to make – this is not just going to be a fashion show.
Yeah,
this is going to be a spectacle.
It's a spectacle, right? Show. A show of giving and also a show of things that's happening right in front of you. And I got a whole, like I said, I got a whole bag of history goodies that I bought for Marcus to take. And we're going to, you know, get him a sort of ironed out a little bit because they've been sitting in really a dungeon of my items that I boxed in.
So hold collectibles.
Up. My items. That I boxed in, some Trinidad stuff in 2001, post 9/11. I was in New York fighting one of the biggest fights that started everything in my career, which is Phillies to Trinidad. Also have an EA Sports front cover. When I made the front cover EA Sports, that's going to be auctioned off. Robe, shorts, something else is going to be. Oh, nice autographed pictures, autographed gloves with Winky Wright, who was one of my title defenses in the middleweight division on May 20. And it had our pictures on each of the promotional gloves. I grabbed two sets of gloves. I signed them yesterday to be able to auction them off. So I got seven items.
Wow.
Seven items that's really close to me in my history that I want to just give to raise for Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Excellent.
And Bernard just handed me this bit of information. It says tickets are online at fashiontouchdown.org. And it says here you can get $100 off by using the code BIGDEAL. Is that still up and running?
Still up and running.
All right, so if this feels like it's a little out of your price range, this would be a great way to save a little bit of money, but still giving what you can
to
the organization. So fashiontouchdown.org, and you get $100 off by using the code BIGDEAL. And who else from the Eagles is going to be there tonight?
So as I said, well, just to follow up on what you said, also with the auction items that Bernard mentioned, even if you don't come to the event tonight, you still can bid on those items.
Okay. Oh, all right.
So if we're going to live stream the event tonight, and if you can't make it, you can go on to fashiontouchdown.org/live, L-I-V-E, and you'll be able to bid on those items.
That's right? Excellent.
And if you just want to donate, you can do a text to give anytime today at FT18 to 52182.
Okay.
You can text to give there. But the players who are going to be involved, as I said earlier, Brandon Graham, Malcolm Jenkins. Actually, Malcolm Jenkins and Damari Seville, his company, his suit company, they're doing all the suits for the guys tonight.
Yeah. Nice.
So he's into fashion. We got Nicole Miller, the fashion icon, coming down from New York.
She did. Yeah, she's working specifically with you guys.
Absolutely. She's amazing. She has an amazing auction item that she's doing tonight as well.
And I'm telling you, Marcus and the gang at Big Brothers Big Sisters run the best events that I've ever been to. The golf outing is amazing.
Yeah, and I want to warn everybody. I mean, they didn't smell that bad to me, but no one auctioned anything that they worked out in as an athlete and take it to the cleaners. So it's very, listen, it's authentic. That's what I can tell you.
It'll smell like death. Yeah,
so I don't want nobody to say it, but no, you know, we can, they do have deodorant. It ain't caveman. Yeah. But I'm letting everyone know I did sweat.
Bernard,
I did train in this stuff.
Yeah.
And you can see the wear and tear, but that's the authentic of the products.
It has the stink of authenticity.
Yeah.
I like that.
There you go.
I want my stuff stinky.
I want it authentically.
I just want to put that out there for clarification.
Well, we know Casey wants that stuff, though.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Just to kind of mask my own smell.
Just don't sleep with it, buddy. That's next to your bed.
Wow. Well, this is, you have this event now. Obviously, tonight is when that is, but you guys have stuff that, you have three or four big events a year, don't you, Marcus?
Yeah. So, we're an organization that we thrive off of doing events and individuals. Unfortunately, over the past year, we've gotten a lot of cuts from government. And as you have seen across the country, governments have been began to kind of cut back on these safety net programs like Big Brothers, Big Sisters. So we've lost over $800,000 in government funding. So these events are essential and crucial to us to continue to do our mission.
Yep.
And so events is just one way of our fundraising strategy. So I don't want many times people say, well, Marcus, why is it that you guys have 4,000 volunteers helping you to accomplish your mission? Why do you need money? Well, we have to support those volunteers, mass support specialists and employees, and all the other fixed costs that comes with running a business. So all the support we can get, Preston and Steve, is so critical to our mission.
Well, and the show is tonight at 5:30 at the Fillmore, so it's not crazy late, which is great. And then if people are interested in becoming a big brother or big sister, what's the easiest way to go about that?
The best way to go about it is go to independencebigs.org. Independence Bigs, and they can go right there. All the information is there. They can fill out an application, and we'll be in touch with them.
And that's what you guys call the Bigs, yep. Or the Big Brother, Big Sister. You can be a Big as well.
Absolutely.
That's cool, man. You guys do great work. You put on great events, and we're happy to pass that info along, and we wish you the best. They're looking to raise $500,000 tonight.
I think they can do it.
Which can be done, most definitely.
Yes, we can.
Bernard, you're the man, dude. It's great
Thank
to see you.
You. Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you coming
I
by
I must
here.
Say, you look like you're ready to come out of retirement.
I'm looking for a trainer.
Well, there we go.
If it's me, you don't need a trainer. You need a doctor.
Awesome. Nice to see you guys. Marcus and Bernard, let's hear it.
Thank you.
Big brothers, big sisters, tonight you will have a great time, and it is a great cause. We'll be back in a moment.
Throughout 2018, MMR celebrates 50 years rockin' Philly. Keep listening for special birthday events and special programming from our long, strange trip together. Every hour this weekend, we highlight 1981, the year MMR turned 13. We saw a royal wedding, Charles and Diana, and the first space shuttle mission. But the most far-out historical momentous event of 1981...
Great. Day in the morning.
It's the year Pierre Robert landed right here in our great city and began his career on these very airwaves. At MMR, the DJs had new music from these bands: Genesis, Foreigner, Rush, Billy Squire, The Rolling Stones, AC/DC, The Police, The Cars, Journey, U2, and so many more from 1981. Listen all weekend as we highlight another page from our scrapbook of shared musical memories.
Sponsored by Winter Airport Parking, Philadelphia's premier airport parking service. WinterAirportParking.net.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that's rocked Philly for 50 amazing years.
All right. Oh, that's it? Just yep. a little squeak there. I want to give away some more movie passes. A screening on Wednesday to Overlord. This is going to be at... Are these the last ones I have?
No, you got a couple more.
Okay. Because I don't want to give them all away right now. But so you need to be there by 7 o'clock, and Overlord is not going to be in theaters until Friday.
I'm loving the way this movie is looking.
But this screening is Wednesday at the University Arts, or Universal Arts King of Prussia. So we'll take, I have 5 of them on my list here, so let's do that. 215-263-WMMR, and you will get free movie passes.
Do you enjoy playing the zombie games in... like the Call of Duties and stuff like that?
No.
Okay.
I didn't. I played around with it a little bit. My sons played it all the way through. You mean on World War II, they have the zombie version?
Right. So yeah. I love the Wolfenstein series. I love that. And I've seldom been that thrilled with the zombie. They're okay. But in the latest Call of Duty Black Ops.
Yeah.
I have to say, it's a pretty dazzling, you know, the graphics and everything are just pretty wild. So if you... This is all, Preston. This is no campaign in this. You're not going to like this game. But if you do happen to get the zombie, version of it, or the kids get it, I think you would enjoy it.
Okay, all right. I may have to check that out. All right, we have bizarre file stories. Let's get to them.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Preston and Steve's bizarre file.
And this morning it is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. No matter what time of day, 2 bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches are always a good thing. And now you can get 2 for $5 at Dunkin' Donuts with Dunkin' Go-To's. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Okay, here we go. 2 Florida high school students were so furious to find out that their science teacher was sleeping with both of them that they told the man's wife that he was having the affair.
Whoa!
Whoa!
They got jealous of each other or enraged at him or all two of those things and told his wife. Both teens are now former students at Fletcher High School in Neptune Beach.
How old are they?
Where they told police, I think they were 16 and 17.
Oh, Jesus.
They told police that they had sex with Corey French, 30 years old, both at the school and in his home. The 16 and 17-year-old students said that it wasn't until they found out that French had a sexual relationship with both of them that they confronted his wife, even supplying her with pictures as evidence of the tryst. French was arrested on 2 counts of unlawful sexual activity in September. Police said both girls told investigators they had consensual sex with French while he taught at the school between 2015 and 2017. Former students told police that French confessed his love to them. He even planned a getaway to Colorado or Alaska with one of the teens.
How romantic.
Although she realized that it was likely more than a far-fetched fantasy. One of the teens even scuttled her plans to go to college in hopes that French would leave his wife to be with her.
You send your life her.
Both girls are now refusing to press charges, though.
What?
Complicating matters for the investigators. They don't want to bring any more attention to themselves or to their families. French, a four-year district employee, has pleaded not guilty and remains free after posting bond. He's expected to return to court on the 14th. His wife, Alexandra, who worked as a kindergarten teacher was also arrested in late September on a misdemeanor charge of resisting arrest without violence, but I don't know what that's about.
Okay, so if they don't press charges, he still violated the law.
That's what I thought.
Right?
He's had
sex with minors.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but we'll see if there's a follow-up to that. This is pretty wild. Steve and I saw the video of this last week. I didn't get a chance to get to it, but... These commercial fishermen would spend most of their days trapping sea creatures, not freeing them. But when Nicholas Tarran and Sam Sinstelin were headed back to Morro Bay after a day of work, they noticed something unusual. It was a humpback whale in distress, tangled in a rope attached to a buoy. The whale was just swimming in counterclockwise circles, Tarran had said. You could see that it was stressed and being held to the bottom. They reported the entangled whale to the U.S. Coast Guard, who told them that they wouldn't be able to respond for hours. So Tarran and Sinstelin took matters into their own hands. Sinstelin leaped onto the massive whale's back. The dude put a knife in his mouth, like you would see maybe
watch
in a movie.
This.
Jumped in on the back, and of course it was spouting and slamming its tail against the boat. Tarran caught the whole rescue on camera as he shouted at Sinstelin to free the humpback before it dove too deep for them to do anything. In the end, they were victorious. You can hear the two celebrating when he finally cut the rope and the humpback takes a deep dive. They were like, They were really excited.
He freed it.
It was pretty damn heroic
to
see.
There was some guy, and I understand that on the piece that we saw, Preston said it was a dangerous thing, you shouldn't have done it, but he did free the whale.
Yeah, things could have ended up a lot worse for both the rescuer and the whale. The U.S. Coast Guard said, although we appreciate and share the concern for the fishermen, we want to discourage this kind of response from the public. Safety of life at sea is our top priority in this incident. This incident could have gone in a completely different direction. We highly encourage the maritime community to observe and report these cases to professionals who are properly trained and equipped to respond to distressed marine wildlife. And
experts, well, I, for one, consider him a hero.
Experts at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration agreed. But these guys are heroes, man.
I mean, and this poor animal. They did. It's a beautiful. Really cool. They're beautiful animals.
Yeah. A former NBA player has been fined for smuggling a dog into Australia in his hand luggage, breaking the country's strict biosecurity laws.
Did we learn nothing from the Amber Heard Johnny Depp catastrophe?
Exactly. So Lamar Patterson arrived at Brisbane Airport Thursday from Los Angeles carrying his French bulldog named Kobe, by the way, who sat in a dog carrier at his feet for the duration of the 14-hour flight. Kobe is featured heavily on Patterson's Instagram account, playing with Patterson and traveling with him abroad. Patterson said at a news conference Friday, "I wasn't aware of the policies and the rules here or the regulations."
Nah, he was aware.
The athlete said that he travels with his dog all the time and was surprised that no alarm bells were raised until he landed in Australia. He said it was on my ticket that I was traveling with an animal, so I guess it was just a misunderstanding. Of course, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard made headlines in 2015 when they smuggled two Yorkshire Terriers into the country.
We're really sorry for smuggling our dogs.
While filming the Pirates of the Caribbean.
That was the most uncomfortable video. Oh, it was clear at that point that they hated each other's guts.
Yeah, their apology that they had to do.
Yeah.
The now divorced couple got into a public spat with former Australian Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce, who threatened to euthanize the dogs. This time, there were no threats of euthanasia. The former University of Pittsburgh standout was fined $300, and the dog was sent back to the U.S. And let's see. Let's do one more story. This was back on Halloween. A night of fun for one Stockton family took a violent turn after police officers say a man in a clown costume struck another man on the head with a beer bottle. It was supposed to be a treat, as they reached their last stop of Halloween fun on Chesapeake Circle. Unfortunately, the evening ended in a real scare. Neighbor Rich Davidson said, I think somebody had a little too much to drink and got a little out of hand.
I got a treat for you, son of a bitch.
The victim's family asked to protect their privacy. The victim's mother says a man in a Pennywise costume was yelling and scaring kids. For the woman's 6-year-old autistic grandson, it was terrifying. The grandmother said that she asked the man in the costume to stop because the boy had special needs. Well, the fake Pennywise pushed her down.
Oh, man.
And that's when her 27-year-old son intervened. Investigators say the man in the Pennywise costume hit the victim with a beer bottle. And the mother said the suspect hit a major artery on her son's head, leaving a gash about 5 inches long. The victim's mother added the man was either drugged or drunk. Her 6-year-old grandson was able to run home with his dog while his uncle went to the hospital. They're asking anybody to approach the police if they saw something and let them know what was going on.
The people in the Pennywise costumes can be sometimes annoying, but the by far the most annoying costume was the Captain Jack Sparrow.
It can be.
Because everyone would, then people think they need to be, stop it!
Yes. So... anyhow, that is your bizarre file. You want me to give away some of these, Case?
Yeah,
do it.
All right, we have a screening, Creed 2.
Ooh.
And it's a Saturday screening, which is pretty cool. Yeah. This weekend at the UA Riverview, 7 p.m. You need to be there by 6:30. So we will take five names right now at 215-263-WMMR. I'm excited. I want to see this movie.
Well, yeah, you know what? I was not a massive fan of the fourth one, but I am very excited as to what they've done with the story at this point, because he's fighting Drago's son, right?
Yeah, yeah. I did enjoy Creed. So
yes, I love Creed.
I'd like to see this. It hits theaters November 21st, rated PG-13. So we'll take five callers, 215-263-WMMR, and we'll set you up. We'll be back in a second. We'll have a lesson question, and we have trash music news as well. That's coming up next. Stay with us.
Now, more with Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
We're going to move along with the lesson question for today. And this week, our winners get some tickets, a 4-pack of them, as Temple battles USF in the Owls' final home game of the season. And it's on Saturday, November 17th, and that will be at the Link. So if you can answer this correctly, you will get those tickets. What do they call Five Guys in London? 215-263-WMMR. Simple. What do they call Five Guys in London? Call now. We'll see if you know the answer. And we're going to be doing the trash while you are calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine. 93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, Steve, what's cooking?
Well, Pete Davidson took a moment during Weekend Update to praise his ex, Ariana Grande, calling her wonderful and wishing her the best. Grande responded to Davidson's gesture by texting him a picture of her giving oral to John Lovitz.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
This is wrong. Larsa Pippen issuing a statement saying that despite their best efforts, she and her husband, NBA star Scottie Pippen, are calling it quits. Said Larsa, quote, if you wonder why Scottie has a long face, it's because he was born with it.
Okay.
And finally, sort of teen mom celeb Farrah Abram canceled plans for boxing a match with VH1 nobody Nicole Alexander, claiming promoter Damon Feldman reneged on some aspects of the arrangement. Feldman is denying the allegation and says he has a backup fight ready to go that pitched Chewbacca mask laughing mom against Ricky Rackman. That's your Hollywood trash. It's going to be a big bout, man.
Laughing Chewbacca mask mom. Forgot about her. All right, we'll see if we can get an answer.
It's a Damon Feldman celeb.
To today's lesson question, what do they call Five Guys in London? I'm going to go to Tyler, see if Tyler knows the answer. Hello there, Tyler.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yo, what do they call Five Guys in London?
Five blokes.
Yeah! You're correct, sir. Want you to hang on the line. And for your correct answer, we're going to give you a 4-pack of tickets as Temple football battles USF in the Owls' final home game of the season on Saturday, November 17th, Lincoln Financial Field. Tickets. Is this the HBO music?
Of course.
At Lincoln Financial Field, tickets for kids on game day are only $10. You can call 215-204-TIXX or visit owlsticks.com, by the way. So we'll set you up. Hey, going back to the question about five guys and five blokes, did anybody else besides me and Michelle since you've gotten back, like, find movies that were in London or things like that to watch on TV so you can go, ooh, that we were right there.
Well, as I was there, actually, Fast and the Furious was on in London, and it was the second to the most recent one or whatever, number 19, and that one takes place entirely in London.
Okay.
So, so anything... Of course, you want to see where you were.
Yeah. We watched Night at the Museum 3.
Ah.
And then we watched Kingsman 2.
Okay.
And Kingsman 2, actually, I didn't share with you guys the really cool story from that. I don't know if I'll do it today or not. But...
Yeah, you told me some of that. It was pretty fascinating. I watched the scene in Harry Potter 6, Half-Blood Prince, where the Death Eaters come into London and go across the Millennium Bridge. And destroy some of that. And, they went right through Piccadilly Circus and right past Leicester Square where we're staying.
That's cool.
It is. It's kind of dorky, but it's very dorky, but it's kind of cool, too.
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of British cinema and a lot of the movies. So I would just, going there and seeing stuff was just cool to begin with. So,
nice.
I mean, Piccadilly Circus, as you'd well know, Kathy, gets all but destroyed in the movie Gorgo.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
What's Gorgo?
It's like a British version of Godzilla.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Nice. All right. We need to do music news. Here we go.
Now, Preston and Steve's music news on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! Anyway.
All right. And this morning, music news brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. No matter what time of day, two bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches are always a good thing. And now, you can get two for $5 at Dunkin' Donuts with Dunkin' Go-To's. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Ghost frontman Tobias Forge hinted in a new interview that the band may release an EP of new material in 2019.
You might be something new coming out.
Yeah, although Ghost has previously issued two EPs consisting mostly of cover songs, Forge said that may not be the case this time. He said, my intention is not to release just another EP of covers. There may be something more, something else coming out next year. Maybe.
Stop being so nosy, you silly bunny.
He said that might have been recorded already. That won't be covers. Forge also discussed the possibility of releasing a live album or concert film. An attorney for Chris Cornell's doctor has responded to the lawsuit filed against him by Cornell's widow, Vicky.
The accusations against my client are scurrilous, and I will not stand for them.
Late last week, Vicky sued Dr. Robert Coblin for malpractice, accusing the physician of overprescribing drugs that eventually caused her husband to commit suicide.
There are a number of doctors like this throughout rock history and in general, and Dr. Mike rails against them because they just write prescriptions. They never follow up. They never see what's going on with the patient. I'm not saying this. We don't know. This is an allegation that's being made right now, but... It's not without precedent that it's happened where somebody, a doctor connects to a star and then just kind of gives them whatever they want.
Yeah. Coblin's lawyer, James Kiar, said in a statement, Dr. Coblin is a competent and conscientious doctor who enjoyed an excellent physician-patient relationship with Mr. Cornell and other members of his family. The experts I have consulted with believe Dr. Coblin's treatment was within the standard of care in this community, and we were not at a substantial factor in causing Mr. Cornell to commit suicide.
Michael Jackson's doctor went to jail for basically being that.
In the lawsuit, Vicky claims that Coblin prescribed 940 doses of lorazepam as well as oxycodone during the last 20 months of Chris's life without examining him, performing lab studies, or doing anything else to determine if her husband was in danger. This is pretty wild. The mother and classmate of the real-life high school student who was the basis of the classic Pearl Jam song Jeremy have commented on both the incident that inspired the track and the song itself. It was January 8, 1991, when Jeremy Wade Dell shot himself in front of his classmates at Richardson High School in Texas. Nearly 30 years later, his mother, Wanda Crane, and fellow student Brittany King were interviewed about the tragedy by a Dallas ABC TV affiliate. Crane had said... that day that he died did not define his life. He was a son, a brother, a nephew, a cousin, a grandson. He was a friend. He was talented. She later recalled hearing the news of her son's death, saying, I was in my office at work. I didn't believe it. I was in shock. Not my son. I was going to pick him up that afternoon at school. King, who was 16 at the time, was present in the classroom during the shooting and recalled shock and fear that went into her mind. She said all the students kind of ran to the back of the room and huddled. This was a big wake-up call. Like, you know what? Life is not all hunky-dory all the time. Real things, tragedies happen. It made me grow up pretty quick, literally overnight. When asked about the Pearl Jam song, King admitted that she was not a fan, saying, I was angry about them for writing the song. I thought, you don't know. You weren't there. That story isn't accurate. And Crane did not comment on the song. The mom won't talk about it. Jeff Ament had said that the band members have always had their own interpretation of their songs. He says sometimes there's something kind of magical and mystical about just forming your own idea on where the feeling's coming from or place the words are coming from. Sometimes it can be this real crazy kind of dark place, and sometimes it can be a place that probably has nothing to do with, you know, what Eddie's talking about or whatever. It's just your own story. You're kind of fortunate you're formulated into your own thing. But, I mean, that song was specifically about a person.
Yes, so, it was.
Yep. So
you can see why they're...
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Sharon Osbourne allegedly claimed in an interview with the British tabloid The Sun that she drugged Ozzy in order to confirm her suspicions about his extramarital affairs when her husband's cheating first came to light in 2016. She said, I was a broken woman. He sent me an email that was meant for one of his women, and then he took his sleeping pills. Well, I put an extra two in his drink and asked him everything, and everything came out.
I'm having an affair.
She said he would have never told me the truth, ever. He was ashamed, afraid. I knew how long. I knew who it was. I knew what he was thinking. And then, you know, you leave.
One time last week, I pooped outside of our office.
What?
It was an emergency, and I had to poop outside our office.
Poor guy.
Although Ozzy initially told Sharon...
I had to eat that Shake Shack. I had an issue.
Although Ozzy initially told Sharon that their affair with celebrity hairstylist Michelle Pugh, or his affair, was over, that wasn't the case. And in fact, Sharon said that he was seeing five other women as well, including the family's cook and a masseuse. Sharon said only then did he come out and say, I'm an addict, I can't help it. And after all the affairs are made public and he underwent therapy for sex addiction, Sharon and Ozzy reconciled and they renewed their vows. But she says that she said, I don't trust him.
Of course.
She said, I worry about that. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. Nothing in the world hurts like infidelity. Nothing, she says. All right. An unauthorized play based on the early years of Van Halen and the lives of David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen will be staged off Broadway in New York City next year. Titled Eddie and Dave.
This is wild.
The play will open at the Atlantic Theater Company on January 10th and run through February 10th.
Has any casting been mentioned?
Yes. The most unique thing about it is the two artists will be played by women.
Huh.
Amy Stotz, who wrote the piece, will star as Eddie, while Megan Hill will appear as Dave. The show also features characters named Val, played by actor Omer Salem, and perhaps is meant to be Valerie Bertinelli.
So a guy is playing Valerie Bertinelli.
I guess so. And Al, played by actress Adina Berzin, who is probably Alex Van Halen. The production avoids using the Van Halen name. Although the promotional art uses hairstyles that look suspiciously like those worn by Roth and Van Halen in the 80s, the theater describes the play as a raucous retelling of the rise and fall of Pasadena's most groundbreaking 80s rockers told through the foggy lens of a lonely, out-of-work MTV VJ.
This is pretty wild, especially since the lead, they have a crossover with Rat, the band, and the lead singer of Rat is played by John Lithgow.
No way.
Yeah, this thing is weird.
Okay. Vanessa Acilla plays the VJ. It will touch on hubris, friendship, family fame, musical genius, and what happens when the person you need is the one you find most irritating.
So in light of the Queen of Bohemian Rhapsody, what do you think is the next great rock story to be told in a movie like that? What would make a really compelling...
Well, the next one that's going to come out is the Elton John one.
Yes, yeah. Yes, which looks really good.
It does.
It looks like it's more fantastical than...
I've always
straight
wanted
up accurate.
A really interesting movie version of Fleetwood Mac, because there's so much drama in that band and relationships, and they were all married to one another at one point. You know, I think that would be a cool story.
Also, the Motley Crue one's coming out, too.
Yeah. It's hard to say, because I generally don't think of these movies until somebody, at least one member of the band, has died.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But down the road a ways, maybe U2 would deserve one for how much they've dominated over the years and stayed as relevant as they have for as long as they have.
Well, so, the Rolling Stones.
The Stones, you know what? Yeah.
You got to look at that story.
But, I mean, you take the Stones and the Beatles. So there's too much to do.
Too much, yeah.
With both of those bands to warrant one single film. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because they both are the greatest bands ever. You know, I mean, so it's there's so much music and so many things that have happened over the years. It'd be hard to say, but don't know. It's interesting. Speaking of that, though, as expected, Queen is back on the album charts with success of Bohemian Rhapsody. The original motion picture soundtrack debuted at number 22 on Billboard's 200 album charts, marking the band's 17th top 40 album.
Wow.
Billboard reported the set entered the charts with 24,000 equivalent album units earned. And of that sum, 12,000 were in traditional album sales. In addition to such classics as Bohemian Rhapsody, Radio Gaga, I almost said Lady Gaga. That's where she got her name, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah.
Radio Gaga, We Are the Champions, and others. The album contains unreleased live tracks taped in London, Paris, and Rio de Janeiro, which is pretty cool. One last thing, Free Music Monday, and I have a chance for you to win a remastered version of Metallica's And Justice for All on CD, caller number 20. It's yours. It's also available digitally on vinyl and deluxe box set, courtesy of Q Prime Blackened Records. Caller 20. You get it. 215-263-WMMR. Let's take another break. All right, wrap this thing up. We'll be back in just a moment.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
I was thinking of that meme that you showed me. There's a dog who's sitting at the window like it's raining. He's looking outside and he's like, guess I'll crap in the house today. Which, by the way, somebody we actually got, and I'm not going to read it or anything, but somebody complained about Casey's story about pooping outside the...
It was me.
outside of the office. Maybe they missed the part of him saying that it was an emergency.
Yes, yeah. It wasn't. And it wasn't just for fun.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Drive over from Springfield.
Yeah.
Believe me, because we've had stories in the past about this happening.
Yeah.
And my heart goes out to people where this is your only choice.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, listen, okay, there is another choice. And to me, that choice is not
an option.
Viable. An option.
Yeah, I understand. Listen, I got a text from somebody who's like, hey, have ulcerative colitis or Crohn's, you poop outside all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it is, and that's the truth. So,
besides, anyway. You whispered a decent amount of that
you
story.
Did. I did. And you know? Maybe that guy was listening in on a conversation that wasn't meant for him. I wasn't talking to you.
Trying to keep it quiet.
Eavesdropper.
Anyhow, it was sent to Bill, so Bill's going to have to answer
that. Well, we'll hear about it in the meeting, guys. I apologize ahead of time.
30 minutes, we'll be hearing about it. All right, so some thank yous are in order. First of all, thank you to you for being with us today. We don't say that enough. We appreciate you being a part of our family. But thank you to Tracy Davidson.
Yay!
From NBC 10. And she stopped by and gave Kathy the 2018 Mainline Women on the Move Award.
Yes.
So Kathy's on the move. Watch out.
And she is serious. She wants us to come down and see their new studio. She said it's amazing, and she really wants us to see it.
We so want to.
I told her we'd schedule something.
And they're
down.
In the new Comcast building?
Yeah.
The new one, yeah.
All right, so that's cool. So thank you for coming by. Tracy Davidson, we love you. How cool is Bernard Hopkins?
Yeah. Great.
And our friend Marcus Allen.
Yeah.
The Big Brothers Big Sisters Fashion Touchdown Show is tonight at the Fillmore. It's a star-studded event. Those guys put on great events. They're looking to raise $500,000.
It'd be amazing.
And, yeah. So and you heard Bernard going off on all the things, the items that he has up for auction. If you're a boxing fan, he said they've been sweated in. They've actually legitimately he used them. So
and purposely kept them that way so that you know they're authentic.
And we made an announcement. I want to reiterate that the Preston and Steve Totally Off His Calendar release party is coming up. Yeah, I'm sorry, Pierre.
Cool.
It is a week from this Friday.
Wow.
Yeah, it is November 16th at Chickies and Pete's, 7 till 10 p.m. So jot down that date, make your plans, come by and see us. And the calendar is free if you show up, one per person, absolutely 100% scot-free for you. So one calendar per person. Make sure that you join us. And 7 to 10 p.m., once again, it is Friday, November 16th. We would love to see you there. All the girls will be there. We will be there. Pierre shows up from time to time.
Absolutely.
And a lot of the other members of the staff do too. So we're looking forward to that. How you doing, man? How was the week?
Excellent.
Great weekend. A couple of nice nights with the Hooters Friday and Saturday.
That's right.
Keswick, yeah.
Yeah.
Played incredibly well and just so much fun. Yeah, all in all, very pleasant.
Nice.
And don't forget, everybody, it's tomorrow's voting day. So if you're registered tomorrow, get out and vote.
Absolutely.
Very important thing.
All right, should we do the letter of the day?
I think so.
All right, here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
The Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter...
let's do V as in vote.
All right, and we have a four-pack of tickets to see...
WrestleMania! No way!
WrestleMania, April 7th, and MetLife Stadium hosts the most spectacular event in live entertainment, WrestleMania. All the superstars and the biggest matches on the grandest stage of all. Be a part of the ultimate pop culture extravaganza. Tickets go on sale Friday, November 16th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. So we will get the other letters and give that away on Friday. Yes, Nick.
Do you know who that actor is yelling WrestleMania?
I have no idea who that guy is.
Do you know Steve?
No.
A listener pointed it out to me. I had no idea. It's Michael Shannon. It's one of his first roles
young
ever.
Young Michael Shannon?
A young Michael Shannon. If you watch the clip, it doesn't even look like him, but I checked the IMDb. It's him.
And that surprises me if that is the case.
And according to IMDb, it is. And if you watch the YouTube link, it does not look like him. It certainly doesn't act like him. It's not the same guy from Man of Steel, but it's Michael Shannon, the actor.
Do me a favor. And...
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's him.
It's him.
Well,
it's
my
him.
God, you're
it is.
Right.
It is him.
He's just a kid.
Yeah, he's a kid.
The video's pulled up. Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Because he's such an imposing character now.
I know.
In the roles that he plays. Wow.
I had no idea. So thank you, listener Brian. You pointed that out to me this morning.
I never would have gotten that.
Wow.
That's a pretty cool little bit of trivia.
I love the look she gives Andy McDowell.
Yeah, when he kisses her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wants to kill her at that point. all right, so anyhow, we're giving that away on Friday. What's up on the show today, Pierre?
We will have Metallica Justice and Justice for All, the remastered CD for Free Music Monday. We will have tickets for Fleetwood Mac. They have added a second show, and a few tickets remain for the first, but why not add a second? And that'll be March 22nd, and it goes on sale soon. We will also have, because we missed the we covered the on sale by giving away tickets, but I didn't get to a block of Dire Straits for Mark Knopfler. Coming to the Met, we'll do a block of Dire Straits and Godsmack and Kiss in the workforce blocks today.
Excellent. Thank you, Pierre. And thank you to Acme, the official supermarket of the Preston and Steve Show, one of our sponsors today. And Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. And the Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Plus, Wilmington University Graduate Studies Fair, November 14th, wilmu.edu/gradfair. Tomorrow on the program, we will have a Tattoos Day. We have lots of movie passes, some screenings coming up to give away, and a few other things we'll have a chance to win. Plus, we'll bring you up to speed on whatever else we got planned after today. That's it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Is it good that I can find my dream carpet? Or maybe there's something wrong with me, but I've never dreamed about carpet.
Next message.
Bill Weston, Man About Town. I really appreciate you coming down from your office on Saturday morning for the radio station. Did a great job.
Next message.
These people waving goodbye to your kids for 15 minutes while they get on the bus. They're going to school for the day. They're not going away to summer camp.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.